ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to St. Elmo's Friday.
Good morning, everyone.
We salute you, St. Elmo.
We do. Salute.
Who has St. Elmo?
Salute. We salute you.
He is a saint, man. He's a saint.
I'm St. Elmo!
Oh, it is Friday. It's here. We're excited. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico will be joining us.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
For most of the show. We got a new webcam. I got to talk about this, man. It's exciting. MyStaticRadio.com. Hey.
Hey. That's the old one.
Multiple.
Switch to the new
angles.
One.
Angles.
Hey. And now, when the new one, whenever we have a guest, we can put that right in their face.
Watch. Look at this.
To make them nervous.
Boom.
That's a Ghostbuster donut.
Ghostbuster donut. My son bought me that for his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to rock that for breakfast. I can do stuff over there. I can do stuff over there. I can do some over there.
Yeah,
I can
man.
Do
some over there. We're on it.
MyStaticRadio.com to hang out with us.
Yeah.
To view us.
Because why not?
I know, man. Oh, joining us on the phone, I'm willing to bet.
I bet we know
I'm
who.
Willing to bet we know exactly what we're about to get.
That's
and
right,
of course,
guys.
It
it's
is
Matthew
not complete
from
without
Albuquerque.
A call from Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Define complete.
I ruined
What's
your
up,
intro.
Guys?
Nothing.
How's it going? You guys having a good day today?
Well just it started. Literally just
We've
started.
Only just begun.
We've only just begun.
I did. That's called an earworm.
Well,
I did that.
Guys, I do have a little announcement. It's
oh,
for
wait,
football.
We got to get all football.
It's a football.
Let me get the football music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, you guys? If you guys have that, what's it called? It goes intro music. You guys have that?
No, we're playing it.
We're just talk.
All right, guys. So this information is for the varsity football team. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Volcano Vista High School versus Rio Rancho Rams.
Ooh.
We are playing it today. It is at Community Stadium. For you folks that don't know where Community Stadium is, simply take I-40 West up to 98 North, get off on the 98 North exit and make a right-hand turn. And you're going to go off that exit up to the next stoplight. You're going to keep proceeding straight, and then you'll start seeing the stadium in the distance. Ticket okay. costs are at least,
We're going
I believe
defense.
They're $3,
We're
$2
for
your student ID, but Jeez, if you're over 65,
alone,
you can provide your documentation of it, you're $2.
Yeah.
Cool, man. That's good.
So, guys, hey, go out and support your Hawks. Tonight's game is a blackout game. Blackout games, so you guys out there do not be a fair school. Basically, a blackout game is
they
where
play
you
the
wear
whole
school
game
shirts.
Without the lights on.
Go Eagles.
No, guys. It's not that. We wear our school spirit shirts, black shirts. Black is one of our colors, the Volcano Vista. Black, white, silver, and platinum.
Whoa, black so, is black.
Whoa.
And let me tell you guys.
Pause, Matthew.
What happened?
Pause.
Huh?
Black, white, silver, and platinum?
I think we're going to have a tremendous turnout for our student section.
He's still going.
Aren't silver and platinum the same color?
I'm pretty sure they're the same color. What's the difference between platinum and silver there, Doug? Anything? No? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still
What's
talking.
He saying? Okay. Matthew?
Yeah. Yes.
What's the difference between silver and platinum?
I think one is more shinier than the other, really.
No, it doesn't
I
mean, make sense.
It depends on how you view it, but for us Hawks, it's definitely a little bit, one shinier than the other.
I think for you Hawks, it was, we don't have the money in the budget for the
for
fourth color,
color,
but we can say it's platinum.
You guys are crazy, but yeah, that's our colors. Yeah, the game could be
right
good
on.
Tonight. You know,
Go
all
Eagles.
The varsity guys will be out there, so again... Guys, I'm not responsible for varsity talks for the season. It's for JV, so...
That's not on him.
Pretty much. But hey, you know what? JV's almost over.
Sports.
Again, our games that were canceled, guys, the El Dorado game,
Sports.
The Cleveland game, are going to be made up. Not this.
Sports.
But the week after that, on the Tuesday at the stadium.
Sports.
Tuesday after that, we're going to make up the two games.
Cool.
So,
Sports.
I may not be at that game because I might be leaving the team on the...
Sports.
Yeah,
he might be leaving the team. He said,
"I'm oh. working there, but you know what? It's time to try singing."
Okay,
I would say try something new, guys, every day.
Did you
it's
just say it's
make
time to try
fun.
Singing?
Are you gonna sing?
Oh, no, no, guys. I can't sing. What the heck?
But
man,
you can try
you
something new.
It's time to try something new. Try singing.
Try singing.
Guys, I haven't sang since my communion. So that was like in the, what, sixth grade?
All right,
it's been
sing.
A long time.
All right. Matthew, sing this with me, okay?
Okay, there you go.
Oh, God, Matthew.
No, we're going to sing. Are you ready to sing?
My dad says singing lessons don't help.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Look right here. I'll have my dad in the background.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! What's going on, everybody?
We're trying to get Matthew to sing, and he won't sing with us.
Well, I don't know. It might hurt your ears.
Will you sing with me?
See, guys, that was my dad. He's actually taking me to my weekly Begumi, and against, you know, it's not a destructive club.
No.
It's the Democratic Egalitarian Consciousness of the Apples.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, guys, as I was saying, next year I'm actually going to be lead manager for the volleyball team for Volcano Vista.
That's good, man.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Excited. Mm-hmm.
And then you can always just walk around saying, you just got served.
Oh, snap.
Don't say that to a bully.
No.
Yeah, guys, so speaking about bullying, you know what?
No.
I was going to say this for you guys coming into Volcano. We are actually a campus that does not tolerate bullying or harassment of any kind.
Oh.
Actually, all schools do not tolerate it.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it might feel like it's tolerated, but it is not in any way, shape, or form.
Tolerated.
That is why we have such excellent counselors in our schools, even at Volcano and any other high school or middle school or elementary school.
Correct.
That's how we get things, you know, I mean, what else? Especially when problems arise, I would say go to your counselor. Don't try to take things, you know, yourself, because you're going to make things work.
Right on, man.
Right on, man.
Hey,
right on.
You know what? Do you think you guys can do me a favor? Play a song this morning.
Yes.
You know what? I was wondering. You guys still have Devastation Reform by Relyant K on
yes.
that radio?
Yes. Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses.
We
it's
got
on
you.
The way.
We got
play
you.
Hey, guys. Hey, say hi to my cousin if you guys see her.
Hey, cousin.
What up, cuz?
Monica, yeah. Say hi to her for me.
Hey, Doug.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. All right, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, later. Yeah. He said dismantle repair, right?
Yep.
That's good. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
One last glance from a taxi cab. Images scar my mind. 4 weeks felt like years. Since your full attention was all mine.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday, October 17th, 2014, and it's time for breaking news. Everybody loves it. Doug loves it. Doug Love. Steve-O loves it.
Yeah.
It won 17 Emmys.
What?
It did. Wait. Now do it. It won 17 Emmys.
What?
Nah, I've switched it on you, buddy. Okay, number of the day is 800,000. Guess.
The number of calories I just inhaled with that Ghostbusters donut.
Close. Keep going.
The number of times you're going to see Jurassic World.
Ooh, close. It'll be more than that. Continue.
800,000. The amount of money I feel like I've spent on my 99 Subaru.
All right. Shoplifting incidents that occur each day in the U.S.
Whoa.
800,000 shoplifting incidents.
A day!
A day in the U.S. and day. CBS is starting its own streaming service, much like HBO is starting its own streaming service. Or they have HBO Go.
Yeah.
But now, it released yesterday. We didn't talk about it. HBO is saying that it's making a way for everywhere, like even if you don't have cable, HBO is going to be available to you. They're going for it.
Dang.
They're like, forget cable, we're doing this.
Yeah.
It's not TV, it's HBO.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Right, Doug?
That's
Doug knows. It's not just TV. And I guess CBS wants to get in on the game. A Tennessee woman was sent to jail for not keeping her yard neat. There's grass back east.
Yeah.
And some people let it grow too tall.
Mm.
And when it gets overgrown, it starts looking like some kind of weird rundown jungle.
Got you.
And you got to keep it neat, especially if you live in a community where they're like, hey, keep your yard neat.
I pick my weeds.
That'll work. A man in Iowa was driving 85 in a 55 in order to get his pregnant wife to the hospital before she gave birth in the car, but they ended up being chased by the police, having their tires spiked, and having guns pointed at them.
Oh my gosh!
I wonder if she had the kid. You were born into a world of violence, child.
Gosh.
Straight up. You came out of the womb with a gun pointed to your head.
That is crazy.
You're the hardest G I've ever met. I came out of the womb with a gun in my face.
It probably would have just been quicker for him to pull over and go, dude, I'm sorry, my wife's pregnant, we gotta go, and then they would have escorted him there. Doug, I'm just saying for future reference, okay?
Doug.
Okay?
Doug, you're the hardest G I know.
Don't drive Shannon like 90 miles an hour, okay? And if you do that, then make sure you pull over and go, officer, my wife is pregnant, she's in labor, this is happening now, and then he'll escort you, okay? Hopefully not to jail. Hopefully to the hospital.
Yeah, man, let's go to the hospital, follow me.
Take her to the pregnancy bay.
At the jail. A 19-year-old Florida resident was arrested after he had sex with a stuffed horse in the aisle of Walmart. Keeping it classy, Florida. Now that is a falling price. What's there, the discounts?
Rolling back.
He was rolling back something else and got arrested. That's why you don't do that stuff, people. That's dumb.
Why is Florida always in the news for the worst things?
They're the best. Apple's released new iPads yesterday. They had a big old event talking about all that garbage. I don't really care about iPads. I know they're great. I don't really... Dawn has one. I don't really care. I never use the iPad.
Yeah.
I use the phone or the computer. And I usually just use my phone. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Man, we live in a world... A new study finds that American tornadoes are now coming in clusters. When reached for comment, the government said it's because the economy is so bad we can only afford tornadoes in clusters now.
Yes.
If they're sporadic, we can't afford that. Have you seen gas lately? Actually, gas has been dropping.
Yeah, thanks.
But it's bad.
Yeah.
The reason gas is dropping is really bad. And they think it's the... What did I read? Like, investors are afraid that it's a harbinger of another economic recession or something.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Who knows?
Cheap gas for me. Who cares?
That's right. Hey-o. Gas has been consistently under $3 here in Albuquerque for the past week.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. I saw gas for $2.75 the other day. Not after discount. Not with your Smith's card or your Kroger card or whatever, like $2.75.
That was the normal going rate.
Yeah. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
Canadian model was arrested with 50,000 ecstasy pills and 90 pounds of MDMA powder.
What's that?
What's that, Doug?
MDMA?
Doug, you're a man on the street. What's that? He's going to tell us.
Does he really know?
Yeah, he knows what MDMA is.
Hey, Doug.
It's ecstasy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a form of ecstasy that's supposed to, like, be like a chemical in your brain that your brain releases when you die.
Oh, gosh. Why would people... Okay, never mind.
Dude, so you can see the great beyond.
Okay.
Get answers from beyond, bro, with E.
Thanks, Doug.
Kids, don't do drugs.
Yeah, I don't get that.
It's dumb. Glenn Close revealed that she spent her childhood in a cult! It wasn't in First Dave's.
No.
I'll tell you that much. We don't let her in First Dave. Come on, man.
Now she's the leader of a cult. They're called the Nova Corps.
Oh, my gosh. I love the Nova Corps. We have to read something about the Ebola. The Ebola.
What?
It's getting.
Oh, no.
I saw this morning, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, no!
Because the girl, Amber Vinson.
Like The Strain.
It really is, guys. Amber Vinson, she's the second girl to get diagnosed with Ebola. So they thought that her symptoms didn't show up until the day after she flew in from Cleveland. But now they're like, just to be on the side, err on the side of caution, guys, it's Ebola. She could have been showing symptoms 4 days prior to that. So the CDC has contacted up to 800 people. 800 people. And they're investigating it right now. Now, she didn't have direct contact with Thomas Eric Duncan. But that's kind of what it's like. Well, how did she get it? So just to say, guys, it's not airborne. It's not water, whatever. You know, it's you can't. It's supposedly it's really tough to get, but this is getting nuts.
Yeah.
They're like, we need to call the airline and all of the people that used that plane that she was on for 4 days.
Gosh.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah. Yep.
Hundreds of passengers have been notified. In the United States, a nurse infected with Ebola at the same hospital may have had symptoms sooner than originally believed, authorities say, and an airline is notifying up to 800 passengers linked to flights she took between Dallas and Cleveland. In addition to Amber Vinson's round trip, Frontier Airlines is also reaching out to others who were on 5 subsequent flights that used the same plane. She was hospitalized Tuesday, a day after she returned from Cleveland to Dallas aboard a Frontier Airlines flight. The nurse was also part of a team that treated Duncan. Frontier says passengers linked to flights she took include those aboard her Dallas to Cleveland flight on October 10th, a return flight three days later, and 5 later flights that used the same plane.
Oh, man.
The expanded efforts came after officials said she may have shown symptoms of the virus 4 days before authorities first indicated Ebola is contagious when someone is symptomatic. At first, authorities indicated Vinson had a slightly elevated temperature of 99.5 degrees Fahrenheit, which was below the fever threshold for Ebola, but didn't show any symptoms of the disease while on her Monday flight. But Dr. Chris Braden of the Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC, and Prevention took a more cautionary approach Thursday. We have started to look at the possibility that she had symptoms going back as far as Saturday. We can't rule that out. She might have had the start of her illness on Friday.
Gosh.
Based on the new information, he said the contacts were expanded to those aboard her flight out of Dallas. Her uncle, Lawrence Vinson, said Thursday night that his niece didn't feel sick until Tuesday morning when she went to the hospital with a temperature of 100.3 degrees, which is still below the CDC's Ebola threshold. So, lots of questions.
Dude, imagine. All right. Hi, could I speak to Matt, please?
It's him.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
This is Frontier Airlines. Just want to call and
oh, cool.
See how you enjoyed your flight?
It was all right, man. I'm a big fan of another airline that has a heart on it, but
yeah.
Sometimes Frontier, it's got animals on the wings, and that's all you got.
All right, man. Well, we just wanted to give you a quick call and let you know that we really appreciate your business. In fact, we appreciate your business so much, we're going to send you some free frequent flyer miles.
I like
it. So that you can take another trip.
I love it. Where am I going?
Well, probably,
tell me what I've won.
I believe it's a trip to the hospital. You could be dying of Ebola.
Ah, it's not what I expected.
Yeah, no, you're probably going to die.
Okay.
Yeah, Ebola. If you were on the flight, there's a chick who probably has Ebola. So there's
I thought
good
I recognized
chance.
Her.
Pretty good chance that you're already well, got it. You've contracted it.
You know, I don't have a lot to live for anyway, so.
Right, cool, man. Well, hey, all right, we just wanted to say thank you for flying Frontier Airlines.
Cool, man.
You have a great day.
Can I have a...
Okay. Got 799 other people.
Maybe like I can't have a food coupon. No drink coupon. Nope. I think he hung up. Doug, he hung up.
Yep.
One passenger at Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C. was apparently not taking any chances. The female passenger was dressed in a hazmat suit, complete with a full body gown,
awesome.
Mask, and gloves, waiting for a flight at the airport.
Yes, that's the way you do it.
Thomas Eric Duncan, the first person to be diagnosed of Ebola on American soil, had a layover at Dulles last month while traveling from West Africa to Texas. He died last week.
Gosh, not okay.
Here's something that is okay. Little Sadiq has terminal cancer. When asked what wish, the 10-year-old had said he wanted to be a police commissioner for a day.
Oh.
And so the boy from India got to be police commissioner on Wednesday. He wore a khaki uniform and cap, beamed with pride when police officers in Hyderabad saluted him. He signed papers and addressed the news conference. The boy has a number of relatives on the police force, so it was no surprise when he told Make-A-Wish Foundation he wanted to be police commissioner. That's awesome. See, there's a little hope in this world. And there's Ebola. Recently, I told you about the backpacker who discovered a 3-inch long leech living up her nose.
Oh, I remember that.
We talked about
that
Monday.
You got me nervous. Watch. Look in my ear.
Okay.
Can you see up here?
Yep, no brain.
No. I hope
there's
it's...
There's a tiny little dot.
Up there?
No, I don't know. That's breathing. Whatever that is.
Shut
it's breathing
up.
Oxygen.
I seriously am hoping I somehow got.
Did
a
you
zit
fall in a
my
swamp?
Ear.
Did you fall in a swamp?
Because you told that stupid story and my ear hurts. And
well,
I'm like, I have a bug in my ear and it's attached to my ear and it's sucking my brain.
Well, you know what? It could be this. Today, let's hear the story of Dylan.
Oh no!
An Australian who woke up to a bizarre red trail going from his navel to his chest.
Oh,
sounds good. When the angry red line started to grow even longer, he consulted a doctor who advised it was simply an insect bite. You know, gave him some antihistamine cream, no big deal.
No bigs.
Within hours, painful blisters erupted along the red line, sending him back to the hospital where a dermatologist determined a tropical spider had burrowed into the 21-year-old's body, presumably through a recent appendix scar. So maybe that's a spider in your ear. It's not a leech.
Oh, I hate you so much.
It could be a spider, though.
I do. I just hate you so much.
No, that'd be cool, man.
No, I really do. I hate you so much.
Why?
Because, dude, I've seriously been, like, nervous that there's a bug living inside my body.
It could be cool. It could be real cool. But it won't be. It could be really, really cool.
Oh.
Think about it.
What if I have a spider in my ear?
Is it radioactive?
I don't know.
It's probably not, so it's probably just going to be like
I'm probably just, yeah.
You might just die. Hey, it won't be Ebola, though.
Yeah. If you're going to, I always say, if you're going to go bite spider bite in the ear.
Spider bite, not Ebola. You don't want the Ebola. Ebola.
No!
A video of a crafty hamster who worked out how to spin his wheel while lying on his back is going viral. Hundreds of thousands have watched the clip of the hamster chilling on his back underneath the wheel while spinning it with his feet.
Oh, cool.
The 15-second video was posted to YouTube with the description, was in the pet store, saw this little girl lying on her back under her hamster wheel, was worried she was stuck or something, but she just kept running and running on her back. She seemed perfectly content using her wheel upside down.
Wow.
That's good news.
That is good news, guys.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, here's a story of wonder and greatness, and then we'll go to traffic.
All right.
Okay, everybody. Now, for Dave Stovall's bachelor party back in the day, what we did is, back in the South, you totally have, like, river floats. And it's where you get in an inner tube, and you float down a river lazily. You might see them at some theme parks. They're called a lazy river.
Yeah.
Well, in the South, where there's actually lazy people and even lazier rivers, you can just get in an inner tube and float
and
all
float
day.
That's cool.
And that's exactly what we did for Dave's bachelor party. And it was awesome. Doug, we went camping.
That's
we
cool.
floated down a river. I battled a water snake. That's not made up. That really happened. Trey, who always has the worst luck, he was our original drummer.
Yeah.
His inner tube popped within 5 minutes of us getting in the river, and then he had to float along with everyone else, just hanging on like an idiot. We decided that if we were ever in a disaster movie, like if we were all like, hey, we're all rich now, let's go to Bangladesh or something like that. Trey would die in the plane crash immediately. The rest of us would live.
He'd be like the first one gone.
Well, Trey's dead.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. Well, anyway, I say all that to say this. A 57-year-old woman in China thought she was sober enough to swim with friends after guzzling nearly half a liter of booze. She waded into the water, and that's about all she remembers.
Okay.
When she woke up, the sky was dark, and she was floating on the river with wooden sticks and garbage tangled in her hair. The woman was miraculously unscathed after drifting 10 hours across two Chinese provinces while passed out drunk.
Yep.
Eventually, a boat tossed her a buoy and she was rescued. She covered two provinces.
That's crazy!
In her drunken laziness. Not a lot of people can do that in a professional way.
No.
But she's got a handle on it.
Nicely done.
Let's take a look at traffic.
Going down the river.
Nothing to report right now. We have construction I-25 in Paseo, and man, it is a mess. I went to get lunch yesterday, and it's just garbage over there. It's the worst. So good luck with all that, everybody. If you have to go on Paseo this morning, you need to go right now. If you get up and go right now, it'll be great. But later in the day, it's going to suck. Road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison. On-ramp is closed at I-25 North and Jefferson, and we have construction down at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Atlanta Boulevard Southwest. The roadway is reduced to 2 lanes, so watch out for that. No accidents to report or craziness right now, because we want to move on to something that's even better than you can imagine.
Where we go to Doug for burgers.
What, Doug?
And we magically burgers.
The other theme wouldn't work this morning.
No!
Slowing everything down.
Oh, it's okay.
So we had to modify.
St. Elmo's Friday.
Yep. It's because there's like 18 birthdays today.
I like it.
For the weekend as well. Today, October the 17th, 2014. Day 298. There are 75 days remaining in the year.
That's awesome, Doug.
Ted Danson.
Nope.
Woody Harrelson.
Nope.
That fat guy.
Oh, okay.
The fat guy who played Norm?
Yes.
George Wendt.
Yes! Always win.
Gosh.
I did it.
Oh, he was just recently in those State Farm commercials. Like
yeah.
Reprising his role.
All right.
The Bears guy.
Da Bears. How old do you think he is?
67.
64, Doug.
66 years old.
Oh, snippy.
Starting off by one.
Kicking it off strong, y'all.
Next up.
Mike Judge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dang it, Bobby.
There you go. I was like, how can we?
Yeah.
There you
Bobby.
Go.
Well.
Oh, dude.
He sounds like a bunch of my friends' dads growing up.
Dang it, Bobby. Get back in the house.
Man, that show.
Almost every night of my life, I don't go to bed before watching at least
one episode. Dude, this show, it's a great show.
It is a great show.
It's got like a good moral center.
It really does.
It does. Yeah. It teaches great. The Christian rock episode.
Yes.
Did you guys see that one?
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
I love the mega church episode where the family comes in, so they leave their church because they were sitting like in their pew. Oh, man.
Mike Judge is 50.
53.
52.
Oh, are you kidding me? Classic or now?
Classic.
How classic?
Like the heyday.
Oh.
Right after the heyday.
Chris Kattan.
Mid-90s. No, but remember Chris Kattan for later.
Yes! Yes!
Wow.
He kind of talks like this, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Who is that?
Who is that?
It's not Parnell, is it?
No.
I'm trying to think of the heyday then. Obviously not Will Ferrell.
Norm MacDonald!
Yes!
Yeah! Oh, Norm MacDonald! Yeah, it's an oversized hat. It's funny.
Like, literally, his head exploded.
It's funny. You're riding around a van, solving mysteries. It's funny.
He's the big 5-0.
Man, I thought Norm MacDonald... Note to self. What's his face? Looked at the screen. Did you guys ever see Dirty Work, the movies?
Yes.
Yes.
Man, I thought Norm MacDonald was awesome. He got fired because Lorne Michaels didn't think it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was awesome.
Yeah, I thought he was great on Weekend Update.
Just deadpan, like just looking at the camera. Man. Okay, Norm MacDonald is 62.
Norm MacDonald is 51 years old.
Oh! Steve-O, what'd you guess?
Dude, 50.
That's awesome. Yeah.
3 in a row, off by one.
See, I thought he looks older.
Oh.
Hey, hey.
That's weird.
Is it Timberlake?
Nope.
Is it J.C. Chazay?
Nope.
Chris.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Chris Kirkpatrick?
Yep.
We have a friend with a story about
that
guy.
Yes, we do. He is a big Amberlin fan.
Doing this oh, really? Tonight.
Yes.
You're probably going to start a fight. No, this can't be right. Hey,
a certain rapper had nasty things to say about him.
Really?
One of his favorites in a song, Eminem.
Did it involve his stupid hair?
And it's going to be pretty ironic that Eminem dissed him in a song coming up in, I don't know, maybe 2 birthdays.
No way! Chris Kirkpatrick is 40.
Baby, bye, bye, bye.
I don't want to be a fool for you. Just another player in the game, but two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie.
He's, what'd you say, 42?
What did I say?
You said 42.
38.
He is 43.
Oh my gosh, Steve-O. You've been one off every single time. Every guest.
What? Lauryn Hill.
No.
Wyclef Jean.
Yes. Yes.
Oh! Wyclef.
Yes.
Wyclef.
Oh, one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. It's called The Score. This is the greatest.
And he was in one of the worst movies of all time, Wolverine X-Men Origins. Wasn't that Wyclef?
That was Will I Am.
That was Will I Am.
Close.
Insert your own joke here.
He ran for president of Haiti.
I saw the Fugees in concert.
You did?
And Wyclef
opened. See, that's
for
awesome.
His reggae band opened for the Fugees at Tingley Coliseum. It was one of the greatest
that's
shows.
That's cool. I would have loved to have seen the Fugees.
Oh, dude, good hip hop, man.
Okay.
Oh.
Wyclef Jean. Wyclef Jean. How old is he?
Man.
Wyclef Jean.
44.
42.
42 correct.
Yes! No, I got one!
I hate everything.
I hate everything.
Eminem.
Yep.
Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers.
43. 38.
He's 42 years old.
I'm leaving. I'm serious. This is stupid. Is it? I think I've broken the record for most off by one.
Yeah, you probably have, because there's only been one that you were two off. All right, continue.
Hopefully, if the music loads for the last birthday for today.
Chris Kattan!
No.
Oh. Duh.
But remember it for later, because we got to do Saturday and Sunday's birthdays.
What is love, love?
All right. Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. Aww.
The music wouldn't load.
Aww.
Hey, it's your cousin Marvin. Marvin Berry.
You know that sound you've been looking for? Listen to this.
Oh, man.
Not a big one. Never had a read or rock so well, but he can bang and dodge like a ring in a bell.
Okay, wait. Marty McFly went back to the year
1955.
He was talking to his cousin.
Yep. No, right. We can use this. I think he was born in... Wait, okay.
So he would have been maybe a teenager, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's say he was born in 1938. Ah, okay.
Oh!
So that would make him like 76 years old.
77.
88.
Okay, he wasn't a teenager.
No, he wasn't a teenager.
He was like in his 20s.
He was in his 20s, I guess.
Yeah,
that makes sense, because then he wasn't at Night Under the Sea, or what is it called?
It's true. He couldn't be there.
Jackie Chan. Jet Li.
No, this is for tomorrow.
Oh,
Chris Tucker.
You're on the right track. Keep going.
Chris Tucker.
Maybe switch to a different continent.
Other Asian guy. No, different continent.
Yeah. Maybe Belgium.
Belgium?
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yes.
Whoa! Yeah! Man, I am the champion.
I loved Jean-Claude Van Damme when I was a kid.
Maybe switch to a different Belgium? What's the only Belgian thing I know? Waffles Van Damme.
Okay. Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme is 53.
60.
This is just getting hilarious. He's 54.
Yes. Okay. Well,
yes. Keep it going, Doug.
I'm so angry right now.
Next up, actor and singer. He began acting professionally in the early 2000s and became known as teen idol.
Zac Efron.
Yes.
I don't even want to guess.
That's right, everybody. I knew that. I knew that. I knew it. I think he is 23.
27.
27 is correct!
Yes!
Yes!
You did it!
I got one!
Oh, my goodness.
Best. The best!
Many intelligent people know. Aliens are all around us. This is the story of a band of four such explorers.
John Lithgow.
Yes.
Yeah! And from the best
Trinity,
season of Dexter.
We're on to you.
We know you. That was one of the best seasons. Before Breaking Bad, that was the best thing that had ever happened on a TV show. It was awful and incredible. I'll never forget it. We watched it in the van. We used to watch Dexter in the van driving down the road, which is very dangerous. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But, man, when that happened at the end of that episode, everybody in the van went,
Yeah.
Driving down the road. Oh.
Also, Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, John Lithgow.
And he was in Santa Claus the movie. He played the bad guy. That's from the 80s. Look that one up.
He is one of the best actors because he can be absolutely hilarious and terrifying.
It's true. Okay, John Lithgow is... Oh, and he was in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Or Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Which one?
He was in Rise.
Yeah, he was great.
Dude, he was great.
Okay, he's a good actor. Yeah. He's a good actor. John Lithgow is 73.
He was also in Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
66.
69.
Oh, well, you broke the streak.
Next up, American actor, director, screenwriter, voice artist, and comedian. He was in such films as Rudy, Swingers, Very Bad Things,
Oh
the
my
breakup.
Gosh, John Favreau!
Yep.
Yes!
And Iron Man.
Director of Iron Man.
Do you know he was...
And Elf.
Did you know he was supposed to have died? Happy Hogan was supposed to have died in Iron Man 3? Like, early scripts called for him to die.
I'm glad they didn't do that. Matt Parker.
No. Nope.
Trey Stone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trey Parker.
So, I mean, Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Flip it. Reverse it. Okay. He is 39.
Also known for playing Doug Reamer in basketball.
Yes.
Dude. 39.
40.
He is 45 years old today.
Nice. Well, you can't win them all. What is
love? Chris Kattan!
Yes.
Do you remember the mango?
Yes.
Do not touch the mango.
There was the episode where they had Madonna on as the guest, and that was, what song was it of hers? And they changed the lyrics to Mango.
Dude, my favorite Mango one was when Garth Brooks was on there. Garth Brooks was incredible on Saturday Night Live.
He really was.
He, like, his skits that he did, he was genuinely funny. He did a great job. Jim Carrey's going to be on Saturday Night Live soon. Is it this week?
It's this weekend.
Oh!
No, it's not tomorrow. Sorry, it's a week.
It's when Dumb and Dumber comes out. Dumb and Dumber 2.
Wow.
All right, then they need to get Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell on and redo it.
I don't know.
Because that was hilarious.
Yes. Souvenir!
Chris Kattan is 48.
He is 44 years old,
okay.
And we're going to skip to the number one song.
Okay.
What some, and by some I mean me, would consider one of the greatest songs ever.
Sound you guys want some cookies? Oh, Doug, come on,
I'm
man.
I'm going to fight you. I'm
what are you talking
you
about?
12 weeks at number one.
Doug.
No, dude.
No.
12.
We can
fire.
This
right?
is the
number
worst,
one.
Doug.
No.
No.
No, dude. Oh, gosh.
Doug!
Man, it's a hot one.
No! 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 I cannot... Rob Thomas.
You,
sir.
You say so cool.
Stop it!
12 weeks at number one.
12 weeks. And I remember that it was one summer. It was just all...
Yeah.
It was on VH1 forever.
Yep.
I think it's still on VH1.
Yeah, it is. It's on the top 20 countdown. It's been 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you said this life ain't good enough,
I can't remember when this was in my life because I'm trying to shut it out.
Change my life to better.
Oh, gosh, dude. 1997.
See, I was going to say later. Dang it.
Well, 98 was Bare Naked Ladies. And if this was 12 weeks...
I was gonna say 2000.
Then say 99.
See, I was going
you
way
got
later.
The kind of loving that can be so smooth, yeah.
I'll go 2000.
Make it real.
1999.
Told you. You did tell me.
Today is Pasta Day. It's Mammography Day. Wear something gaudy day. It's Mulligan Day. Give yourself a second chance, guys.
I'll
Saturday is Chocolate Cupcake Day. Sweetest Day and No Bread Day. Sunday is School Teacher Appreciation Day and Evaluate Your Life Day.
I think it's hilarious that School Teacher Day is on Sunday when nobody's in school.
Hey, man. You know, yesterday was Boss Day, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, boss.
Yeah, yesterday was a killer day, man.
It was great.
It was a great day, man.
Man, yesterday was not bad. I did not go home and listen to the When We Were Young song by Blink-182 on repeat.
Oh, man.
The worst of my life.
We gotta take a quick break. It's Friday. Sam Swan is here, Baptist Convention of New Mexico. We're gonna play some games. We're gonna give some stuff away.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe this old computer monitor. We don't even know.
We don't even know.
We're gonna have a blast. It's Friday, right back with my favorite song in rotation.
Do it.
It's on the way next. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
All right, I want to show people the traffic map. If you're plodding along with our webcam, then you'll see our traffic map. And this ad that I'm trying to exit and it won't move. Stop seeing this ad. Okay, good, there's an airplane. Good. That's nice. That's nice. Anyway, construction I-25 in Paseo. The right lane is closed due to the construction at Paseo and San Pedro. That's Paseo del Norte West at San Pedro, so watch out for that. Also, I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison Streets reduced to one lane. The on-ramp at I-25 North in Jefferson is closed. And we have construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic
right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
We need to turn that
joke. 505-338-3669.
Yeah.
Joining us in studio right now,
That guy.
That guy right over there. He's
Sam.
Way too tall. He's too tall.
There's
Sam Swan right
Shorten
there.
Your legs, Sam.
I can't see the monitor. There.
Shorten your legs. That is Sam Swan,
Would you
everyone.
Like a chair?
Hello, world.
We have a secondary webcam
I
now.
I saw
Look
that.
At that.
I'm Look impressed
that.
By that.
We're like...
I'm like, this is like high
we're
tech.
Making it.
I'm kind of hiding behind the boom there.
It's
there.
Okay.
How is it that you basically get to hide from all of them?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right.
But, you know, this is how. Because I switch it.
He's like the producer.
He gets to...
Because
yeah,
I sit with it, Steve-O.
Okay, good shot, camera one. Yeah. Go, camera one.
And camera one.
Go, camera, all right, go. Hey.
I've right. been in a production
Welcome
truck one
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
And go logo.
All right,
And
good.
Go logo.
And go camera two.
Wolfman, no, too scary.
Yeah, too scary.
Wolfman, too scary. Get away from it.
Oh, man.
Careful, girls. He's engaged.
Speaking of...
I love you. I love that movie.
That's a great movie. It's one of my
There's
favorite
There's a man
movies.
In a really nice camper. We're signing. We're all signing. We're all signing.
I'm not here with these guys. I got a pig in competition.
I got
to win that blue ribbon.
Over in the livestock pavilion. I'm going to win that blue ribbon, man. That's funny. That movie is funny.
I love it.
You got to be quick with me.
Oh,
I'm
man.
From Erie, PA. For those of you that haven't already figured it out.
Exactly. That
we're
thing
talking
you do,
about that
Tom
thing
Hanks.
You do. Yeah.
See it.
Fantastic.
It is
movie.
A fantastic movie.
Movie.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
What's up,
in
fellas?
Studio with us.
Yo, yo.
Dude, it's good to be here. You mentioned the Wolfman. I wanted to talk about something.
Oh. Oh. Okay. We're jumping in.
It is October 17th. We are 2 short weeks away from Halloween.
Halloween, y'all!
What is
or
that?
Or harvest time or fall fest
I was gonna
for you
say.
Baptists.
Wait. Or trunk or treat.
Hallelujah night. Whatever.
Yeah, more like hallelujah.
Trunk or treat's a good one.
Yeah.
We call it fall festoween because we try and incorporate them all.
Oh.
Fall festoween.
Harvest time. Yeah.
And, oh, fall festoween. Yeah, okay.
Fall festoween.
Fall festoween.
Fall festoween.
That almost sounds like a planet in Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
It almost sounds like a Festivus for the rest of us.
And that night, everybody looks like they're from the planet
That's
Fall
true.
Festoween.
That's true.
So it works out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, parents had a scare recently. Oh.
Neato.
Remember when you were a kid and it was like, don't you eat that candy? It's got razor blades in it.
It
Did you guys
apples.
Ever hear that?
Yes.
Apples.
Oh, gosh.
They put razor blades in the apples.
Razor blades and apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been other things, but that's what they said.
Pins and needles? They put needles? Did you guys ever hear that? Like
no.
When you say that, I think of Incubus. pins and needles. Nice to know you. Goodbye.
Okay. Yeah, pins and needles.
Is that a Halloween band?
No.
Or is that
yes.
A,
no.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
A Halloween band is the Munsters.
There was always something. There was always something evil and vile. If your candy wrapper was opened in any way, shape,
you
or form,
you gotta throw it out.
Don't eat it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new scare.
It's Ebola.
Coming out of Denver, Colorado. So can you guess what it is?
Ebola. A marijuana scare.
Oh, man. Give that man a prize.
Okay.
What do I... Oh.
Give him this pin.
Pass that over.
Dude, nice pin.
Why do we not have any reggae in here? Doug, I need some Bob Marley.
Doug, pull up the drug music.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Pull up the...
So, a report that cops in Denver, Colorado are concerned that pot-laced candy looks an awful lot like the real thing. It's gone viral. Yeah. Parents, of course, are in an uproar and fear that their kids are going to get high on All Hallows' Eve. Parents, don't worry.
Besides the sugar high.
About a thing.
Why not?
Hey. Because every little thing is going to be all right.
I like it.
Here's the thing, basics of trick-or-treating. We're here to help you because apparently there's pot-laced candy.
In Denver,
Colorado, right. And it's got parents scared, and now they're thinking it's going to become this nationwide craze of young people tricking kids into taking pot pills, basically.
Pot pills!
You don't think they've already thought of that?
See, thank you so much, Sam Swan. You're way too practical to be a Baptist. Wait, no. That's exactly why you're Baptist.
Yeah. Baptists are the kings of practicality.
Practicality! Oh. Basics of trick-or-treating. Now, once the candy gets home, first thing you got to do, inspect it.
Right.
I wasn't allowed to do anything until my mom went through all the candy.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with my kids, but it's mostly only because I want to eat about half of it.
Yeah, I go through and pick out Snickers.
I see, and I'm like the little Skittles fun bags.
Oh, yeah.
That was me.
The little Nerds boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
That's my favorite way to eat Nerds.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, instead of Marley, why don't you play... The kids I know, the Moors, Christafari.
Christafari. See, I was looking for that.
Christafari. I got to go.
Bye.
That was literally it.
She said play Christafari.
No, she said Christafari.
Yeah.
And I thought of Funfari.
I like Funfari,
too. You know, Mark Moore from Christafari was the very first radio interview I ever did.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a really rad dude. Really cool. Red.
You know, I have never
Thanks for throwing
once,
completely off the subject.
Never once heard that band.
Really?
And I intend on never hearing them. I'll turn my headphones off.
It's really good, actually. Really good reggae.
That's awesome. Yeah. I never want to hear it.
So here's the deal. If it looks homemade, off-brand, throw it out.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Candy has zero nutritional value for the little ones, but as long as you stick with like the official fun-size candies, you're okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any like Halloween scares when you were a kid?
Not really a scare that I remember because all the time I was trick or treating, it was on Air Force bases.
True.
So I felt very safe because you know Air Force people treat each other kindly.
Right.
They don't do mean things to each other.
Yeah, dude. What happened? When did Halloween become like jerks' holiday?
And it, you know, of course, I grew up in the time when your kids, the neighborhood kids, would actually be outside and play, especially in the summertime, all night long until like. Dark 30, and then all the parents come out at the same time and say, come home, so we all go home. So Halloween was kind of like that. You know, the whole neighborhood is out at the same time. We're
if the whole
walking
out,
in our
who's
cool
handing
costumes.
Out candy?
Well, except for, you know, one of the...
Logical fallacy!
Okay, it's a slight exaggeration. All the neighborhood children are out with one parent accompanying them, or like my dad and some of my, five or six of my friends... And then, so their parents would be at home giving out the candy.
Yeah.
My mom would be home giving out the candy. So my dad would be with us three kids and then the other kids that joined us. So, you know, there'd be like these caravans of people going through. I never really had any scares. My parents, that the big rumor about razor blades and the apples and that. And back in those days, LSD was a big drug, you know, because we're talking the 70s.
Yeah.
And so they were, anything that was not factory sealed candy, we couldn't have. Mom went through and threw stuff out.
I would love to know.
Like homemade popcorn balls. I love popcorn balls, but if we got one from the neighborhood, we couldn't eat them. Mom got rid of those.
Producer Doug, will you tell us? Yes. Will you find information on actual, like, Snopes it. Did anybody ever eat a razor blade? Like, were there actual accidents or incidences growing up? I would love to know statistics on actual reports, because it always felt like
it did.
My mom was just scaring the crap
just
out of me.
Paranoid. Wow. Yeah. So I never, nothing ever really weird happened to me.
Yeah.
But I do remember this one house on the block that every year we would give them the benefit of the doubt, hoping that they weren't going to do it. But they, you know, we get home and pour out all our candy, and there's no candy attached, and it's deceiving, because it's a track rolled up in this cellophane paper that looked like candy. It was like a longer version of Smarties. And so we were like,
dang it, they got us again.
That's the only kind of weird thing that
their blessed gospel of peace disappoints me every time.
And that was kind of, actually, I somewhat applaud them, because it was, you know,
sneaky.
They were, well, that too.
They were pioneering
tracks. But they were also pioneering the idea of taking some emphasis off of Halloween. So they were sort of the forerunners of that.
You know,
I don't even
know
what church those people went to. Their son was my good friend. We rode the bus and hung out together.
See, that's cool.
Yeah. But
speaking of taking pagan things and or Christian things and blah, 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 we had an opportunity to catch Kirk Cameron's new film that releases in November.
Oh.
Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas. And I'll tell you what, we both were like, hesitant, because you know, it's the Christian film, and they usually, and I was quite surprised.
Really?
Yeah,
wasn't
I was
bad,
quite surprised.
Sam.
It wasn't bad.
Wasn't
comes
bad.
Out. I can't wait to take my kids.
Okay, good. I want to see it.
I will say this though: we were also quite surprised when he did not call us yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, you were supposed to interview him.
Yeah,
yesterday.
We were supposed to have him on yesterday. I talked to his publicist. It was like, my bad. He lives on the West Coast, and so 8:30 a.m. interview, 7:30 a.m. and that dude's got sleep to get.
Yeah.
He needs his beauty sleep.
You know, he's real famous. He's still having some growing pains, so
stop it.
He had to sleep in.
So we'll be talking to him next week about the film, but in it, he talks about the Christmas tree. He talks about some different things that, you know, Christians go, that's pagan. Yeah. We can't do this, and Christmas can't be celebrated. It was very interesting.
Talks about how to redeem some of that
it
stuff.
It was fantastic.
Oh, cool. Well, good. I can't wait to see it now.
So anyway, yeah, talking Halloween and
thank you, Doug.
Bags of candy and the new scares.
We've got
statistics.
Some info. Yes, we need some info music.
Info music.
Make it sound important.
Oh, wait, important? Oh,
important.
Yeah.
Importante.
Yes. Did you hear about the little girl who bent into a candy bar and died because a stranger had tainted it with poison?
No!
Maybe you heard a little boy bent into an apple and cut his mouth on a razor blade.
Lost half his tongue.
Stories of evil strangers tainting Halloween candy and apples with poison glass and razor blades have prevailed for several decades.
Yeah.
But are they true? Although there have been a few reports of candy tampering over the years, nearly all of them have been debunked as hoaxes or pranks. Until 2000, the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
There hadn't been a single proven incident in which a child was injured by Halloween candy from a stranger. But that Halloween, James Joseph Smith of Minneapolis was charged with one count of adulterating a substance with intent to cause death, harm, or illness after he put needles into candy bars and handed them out. One child was pricked with a needle when he bit into the candy bar, but neither he nor any other children were seriously injured. The idea of tainted candy from a stranger may have started with a 1964 incident involving a New York homemaker named Helen Feel, with a silent P.
Don't tell me how to feel.
Irritated at the idea of handing out free candy to older kids, Feel gave out packages of steel wool pads, or steel wood pads, not just pads. That would have been entirely different, Sam. Dog biscuits and poison ant
like writing pads?
Sure,
yes,
man.
Yeah.
Although she made it clear that her goodies
steno pads.
Were inedible, Phil was charged with endangering
legal
children.
Pads.
Legal pads. I was thinking of something different. You guys want me to tell you what
no!
it was?
No.
There have been at least two confirmed deaths linked to tainted Halloween candy, but strangers didn't cause them.
Oh.
In a 1970 case, family members sprinkled a five-year-old child's candy with heroin to hide the fact that he'd gotten into his uncle's drug stash.
What?
People that do drugs always make sense. Always.
That was sarcasm to the children.
Deeply sarcasm. Yeah. Just intense sarcasm.
Gosh.
They tried to pin all of that on the kid.
Gosh.
What a ridiculous family. In the other case, which occurred in 1974, a man named Ronald Clark O'Brien of Houston, Texas, laced his son's candy with cyanide.
What?
And the child died. The motive was a big insurance policy that O'Brien had taken out on his son. To make the poisoning appear random, O'Brien also poisoned his daughter's candy and the candy of three other children. Again, criminals and drug addicts.
Ugh.
Not the smartest people in this world.
Nope.
That's just disturbing.
None of them ate it, however. He was eventually convicted of murder and died of lethal injection. Injection, not injection. Jetsons.
Nope.
Injection.
Nope.
What were you going to say?
Nope.
Okay. Although these were isolated incidents, the idea of candy tampering spread through cities and suburban neighborhoods, making parents fearful, understandably so, about the contents of their children's Halloween baskets. The candy tampering scare reached its height in 1982 when seven people in the Chicago area died after taking cyanide-laced Tylenol capsules.
Whoa, dude.
So not
candy. I remember that.
About 40 communities actually went so far as to ban trick-or-treating that year. The candy industry set up a telephone hotline that year also to collect police reports of candy tampering, but it hasn't received a single verified report of a child being seriously hurt by tainted candy from a stranger. Despite the lack of evidence, parents still sometimes panic over candy that looks strange. Usually the appearance is due to variations in the manufacturing process or in storage. Chocolate can appear gray when the candy has been exposed to too much heat or moisture.
Yeah.
Although the odds of someone actually tampering with Halloween candy are slim to none, most experts recommend that parents check their kids' Halloween haul before letting them eat it. That's just wisdom.
That's just being a good parent.
Although you don't need to have your candy x-rayed at the local hospital or airport, although many of them do offer that service.
They do.
You should throw out any candy that's unwrapped, homemade, unless you know the person who made it or has a torn wrapper, just to be on the safe side. And it sounds like with this stuff going on in Colorado, even more so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting. If you're just joining us, a new scare. No more razor blades and candy apples. No more pins and needles in your Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
This year's Halloween scare is all about the weed,
all
the ganj, the Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
The marijuana. Okay.
Say that again.
I love the way
you say it again.
A report in Denver, Colorado has concerned parents. Apparently, there's some candy that looks like candy. But it's actually weed pills or whatever.
Weed
I don't know.
Pills.
I know nothing about this.
I know.
But they're asking parents to take a chill pill. Thank you.
What's in their chill pill?
Exactly. So we're asking, strangest or scariest thing your kid ever brought home after trick-or-treating, or do you have any of those crazy trick-or-treating stories? Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. I did find...
What?
...a list from carinsurance.com...
Nice.
...to help us.
Okay.
With Halloween?
If you have comprehensive coverage on your vehicle, these are the things that are covered... by Halloween pranks.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So whereas you might not get the razor blade and the apple, you may have one of these may happen to you. Number one, and most popular, egging vehicles. If your car's paint job is damaged by the volatile compounds contained in eggs. First of all, if you're eating eggs that can, like, peel paint, man, you should really think about those eggs.
That's only when they're raw.
Yeah.
When they're cooked, all the volatile stuff is cooked out.
If you want to get good use out of raw egg, put it in a shake, drink it.
If you have comprehensive insurance, you can file a claim, actually.
Really?
Yeah. If you get to the car in time, you can try and wash it off to save yourself from having to file it. But if the damage is done, it's okay. The damaged area should receive new paint and is covered by your insurance.
That's good to know. Now, wait a minute. Is that only on Halloween or any time your car gets egged?
No, because, if you have comprehensive
because
coverage.
Because certain parts of the city that you live in, you get egged anyway.
Yeah.
Whether it's Halloween or not. Okay. Just checking.
Shattered car window.
Okay.
Car windows also covered under your coverage. In Florida, comprehensive claims for windshields are exempt from deductible payments.
Oh.
That's because it's Florida and everyone's crazy.
Yeah.
Kentucky and South Carolina car insurance companies waive the deductible for all glass replacement claims. And in other states, the deductible will normally be due if you make a glass claim unless you choose a zero deductible.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you. Sugar in the gas tank.
Sugar in a gas tank. Sugar in a gas tank.
This happened to me. I didn't think it was real.
Somebody did that to
Somebody
you?
Did that to me
didn't make your car,
years ago.
Didn't make it run sweeter?
Sam!
Okay.
Just stop it!
Just go.
Sam!
Okay, I'm gone.
No, the webcam knows you're not going anywhere. Look, let me switch views. Yeah, this is Sam, everybody.
Yeah,
he's
look,
the culprit.
He's really there.
He's the guy with the sugar jokes.
No more fun pretend like we're leaving studio jokes because we got Big Brother everywhere.
Big Brother.
Nuh-uh, when we do that, I'm just going to go, oh, what happened? Oh,
we disappeared.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the sugar will mess up your car bad.
Halloween pranks covered by your car insurance, sugar in the gas tank. Science have debunked the myth that sugar in the gas tank causes significant damage. The sugar should be caught by filters, but if it does get through, it can clog your fuel injectors.
Oh, man!
Yeah, and you have to take your car to a mechanic to clean out the fuel tank and lines.
Oh, man!
Covered under insurance.
Nice.
Halloween decorations causing dents and dings to your car.
That's like Halloween decorations.
Well, that's like when you have the headless horseman dude in your front yard and he falls over onto your hood.
Yeah. Or if an inflatable pumpkin breaks loose, rolls down the street, and crashes into your car, causing a dent.
Those inflatable pumpkins are dangerous.
That can be a collision claim on your insurance.
I totally want to see that now.
I just want to
see a pumpkin roll down the street.
I want to call my insurance guy just to do that.
How funny would it be to be on the phone, and you're just talking, you're looking out the window, and then the pumpkin goes by. I just saw the great pumpkin. I saw it.
Get Charlie Brown on the phone.
Oh, man.
It's the grape company.
Yeah, if a Halloween decoration lets loose due to gusting winds, becomes a flying missile and falls on your vehicle, it would actually be a comprehensive claim. So
that witch is flying!
Do that phone call, Steve-O, because okay. I think that'd be a great phone call.
Well, it would be a great phone call.
Let's call.
Okay, who's the insurance adjuster?
I'll be the insurance adjuster. Call me. Hello?
Oh, yeah, can I speak to Bill, please?
This is him.
Hey, Bill, this is Steve-O. I just needed a call about my car.
Steve-O, I'm not at work right now.
Yeah, I know. I know you're on vacation, but it's
I'm on vacation. I get one vacation a year. I get 1 week a year to not hear from you, and you've called me every day.
It's really important, though. See, my neighbor...
What happened? Did the wind blow again?
He had a hanging guy in his tree.
What kind of neighbor do you have?
Not a real guy.
Did you go to Mississippi?
It was a decoration for Halloween.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, it is Halloween. Okay.
Yeah.
We're in Hawaii.
And the wind was blowing, and it was fine, but then he had a witch on the roof with a broom, and the wind knocked the witch off, and her pointed hat somehow cut the rope,
and
it caused the hanging man who was swinging to fly. He flew right through the windshield. I've got this fake dead guy in my windshield.
Ask for more towels.
I know I need to get my windshield fixed.
Yeah,
I don't know
man,
what to
that
do.
Sounds cool. Listen, I'm going to... You need to call the customer service hotline.
Okay.
And speak to the next person. I got to go, man. There's an emergency.
Okay, have fun in Tahiti, man. Sorry to bug you. Oh, right.
I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah. I'll call you in a couple hours. I gotta get this guy out of my windshield.
No. I got an idea.
So, yeah.
Look, here's the deal.
Yeah.
If you want to get this covered, you're going to have to call the customer service hotline because I can't do anything. That's who you need to call. If you call me again, it definitely will not get covered.
Okay, cool, man. All right, I'll talk to you soon. All right, thanks, man. All right. I totally pay attention to my guy all the time. I every word he says, I'm like in it. I'm in it, man. Yeah. I just know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Respect his time. Respect everything about him.
You should call him back.
I really do, like, probably need to call my guy for real.
Why?
Dude, we were in a car accident this week.
Yeah, we were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Sam.
We totally got hit.
Was it serious?
No. But
No, not until I took it to a mechanic yesterday and was like, bro. And then I realized, oh, wow, because the back bumper was completely buckled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't really see that in the dark. We just kind of looked at the paint and...
The guy hit you from behind?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In a work truck. In a work van, I mean.
Oh
it was
gosh.
Like, yes.
In that your little red Super
Some dummy tried to, like, the turn signals were lit up, and he thought it was I say dummy. He probably just wasn't paying attention, which qualifies him as a dummy. He just drove straight.
And just totally, so we're turning. Woo, we're turning. Oh, this guy is not turning. He's going straight, and he's just running a red light. So we slam on the brakes because it was like, don't get hit.
And the other guy.
Boom! Yeah. Guy behind me just barreled right into me because he was trying to make the green arrow.
Yeah. He had already accelerated.
Oh, yeah. I was like, cool, man.
Thank you.
Man, okay. You have just had
a string of
issues with your car recently.
Dude,
also.
No, seriously. Yeah. This week has been nuts. What happened? I've never been more stoked for a week.
This always happens 2 weeks before Halloween.
Stop it.
You know what the funny thing
is? It always happens.
I'm guest speaking this weekend.
Okay.
At a church, and every time I have like an opportunity to do something like that,
you have a car wreck.
It's the worst week. It's like, Lord, bro, for real?
Seriously? I'm pretty stoked.
I've got 17 illustrations for this weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm pretty stoked too because I get to speak again the next weekend. Yeah. So it's going to be another great week, Sam.
Dude, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it was definitely an interesting week. That's
I bet.
For sure.
That's Sorry about your car.
That's okay. We're safe.
Yeah.
I immediately leaned over and said, Matthew, are you okay?
And I was like, Steve-O, I'm never going to die. Of course I'm okay.
I said, that's all that matters. That's not really what happened. I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I didn't do that either.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't even have time because the dude that hit me jumped out of the car and started yelling at me.
Yeah,
he was like, hey, bro, what are you doing? The light was green. Like, yeah, but did you not see the dude just barrel through the red light and almost hit me? Well, yeah, but what do you want to do about this, bro?
This is Albuquerque. Yeah. Accelerate.
It's like,
was there any damage to your car?
No. What would have been amazing is if I had been hit there and then the guy hit me.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would have happened anyway.
That would have been a double whammy.
It would have been both.
Yeah.
And if the first guy would have hit us, now he wasn't flying, but he was definitely going through the red light.
Yeah.
It was to where we both stopped and we could look. I was looking at him in the eye thinking, what's your plan right now, sir? And then he went and sped off. It was some kid.
Yeah.
And then, boom, the guy hit us. He rear-ended us. But if we would have gone and that guy would have hit us, he would have hit me, basically. Because it would have been full-on side.
Yeah,
that
would have been like a T-bone on your side, huh?
Saved your life.
Well,
saved your life.
My amazing driving skills saved your life.
Yeah. I like to think that I was prepared either way.
No, man, hey, I'm here for you, bro.
Did you hear?
I'm here for you, bro.
That all of the Friends episodes as of January 1st will be available on Netflix.
Netflix.
What?
I saw that announcement.
I didn't hear that.
That was the highest pitched scream I've heard in a week.
Whoa.
What?
I think there's a little. There's a little blood coming out of my ears now.
I mean, that's cool, man. I probably won't watch them every day, all of them, every day. Every day, all of them.
Yeah.
Static.
I'll be there for you.
Good morning, guys. It's Sarah.
Hey.
What?
Hey. Thanks for making Christian smile yesterday. That was awesome. But no, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you guys were having a bad week, too.
Oh, man, dude, it's all good.
We're always having a bad week.
Yeah, dude, when are we not? I'm just kidding.
we're just
kidding.
We hide our tears, Sarah.
Yeah, through laughter. Right. You know, tears of a clown.
Yeah, it's lessons, right? We're learning lessons, isn't that what the point is? Yeah, I love those lessons.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you guys are okay. There's a lot of people in the hospital with car accidents, so you're wearing out your guardian angels a little bit.
Dude, just a touch, bro.
Man, just a touch. We were, it could have been a lot worse, so it was good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. We were stoked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys are okay, because it's not fun. Car accidents are bad.
Yeah, they are bad.
Yep.
They're never a blast. Yep. Well, they are a blast, because it's like, and then like, literally blast, like shards of glass.
Literal blast, not a metaphorical one.
No, yes. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm glad you guys are okay. We'll be praying for a better week for y'all.
Yay. Oh, thank you. Tomorrow's my wedding anniversary, so it'll get better for sure.
Yeah.
Yay! So. Well, tell Chrissy congratulations.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, guys. All have a blessed weekend.
You
too. Bye.
Bye.
Sarah's awesome.
That was a very encouraging phone call.
Her husband, Christian, is an amazing dude.
He is.
He's a sheriff.
Oh. Yeah, he's thanked
a rad
us yesterday.
Guy. And,
he thanked us on Facebook yesterday.
He works really for the BCSO.
BBC.
Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office.
BCSO.
Y'all listen now. I got a story I want to tell y'all about.
Okay.
One time I was dressed up like this bunny rabbit for Halloween. I went hopping around. Somebody tried to get me, and so I got them. And that's the end of it.
There you go.
I made that up. But I did have a terrifying rabbit costume when I was a kid.
Really?
Yes. Have you guys seen recently?
Like Donnie Darko?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Have you guys seen recently, like my sister posted something on, you haven't seen it. You don't have a Facebook, do you?
I don't, but she posts 114 photos on Instagram. I saw Mary Poppins.
But, well, on Facebook, there's even more.
Oh. Okay.
And she posted one of this group of kids with these weird looking costumes. Yeah. And it reminded me of the costumes that we had when I was a kid. Because it was something about Halloween costumes. They would take these sweet little animals like a rabbit or a hamster or a mouse.
A hamster?
A turtle. And they would make them slightly terrifying. Right. You know, so it wasn't like over the top, but if you stared at it long enough, you'd be like, that's really, really scary. And it would come back in your dreams.
Yes.
Yeah, I just realized we are 2 weeks away from Halloween. I have no idea what I'm going to dress up as.
I know what I'm going to be, an insurance adjuster.
Adjuster.
I'm going to be if I dress up as an insurance adjuster, I wonder if I could go around taking people's claims and making money.
Nope.
I feel like that's a good Halloween costume.
Yeah. If you do that, can I stand next to you? I'll go as Flo.
Yes. You be Flo.
Dude, that's a great
idea. You be Flo.
No, it is not.
You look just like her.
I'll be him.
Okay. Yeah. I do.
You got dark hair. You got dark hair.
Yeah, you could pull off a good Flo.
You just have to shave.
And by that, I mean rapping.
Yes, I like that. Yes, that was good. Thanks.
Hey,
man.
That's what you could do. Dress up like a rapper and be like, I'm Flo. It's meta.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I got to do something.
I like it.
I was thinking like Winter Soldier because my hair's getting stupid long.
Yeah.
I need to cut this.
Yeah. I was going to be Spider-Man again.
That'd
I'm not
going
to be.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
be Spider-Man.
Winter Soldier.
This guy's Spider-Man like every year.
I'm not going
to
be this
year. And every
year
it's like better.
I wanted to get a new costume, but it didn't work out this year. So I'm just going to have to put
it because they're like $300.
They're very expensive.
He goes big or goes home. It's like you can't buy the cheap Kmart costume. You got to get the official movie. Yeah. Awesome.
I have a friend in Hobbs.
So, yeah.
And every year he puts on. He was a youth pastor, but now he's moved up to like executive pastor at his church. But he puts on every year a Halloween party in full blown costume. And
is he an executive pastor?
He starts he's new to the position. He still has his student ministry roots.
Yeah.
So last year. I'll look at my phone at one of the breaks to see if I can find his picture from last year. I may have deleted it already, but he went as an X-Wing fighter.
Ooh.
Full garb.
That. He
I showed
him
to you last
me
year.
That.
I did.
Yes, you did.
And I don't know what I can't remember what his theme is for this year, but he starts building his costume in like November of the year before. He starts gathering stuff. He buys stuff over the web and starts putting the costume together. So he's very creative. He's a graphic artist, so he knows how to do that stuff anyway. But that's cool.
Yeah,
costume,
whatever.
Put a lot of work.
costume work.
Costume, whatever.
We got to take a quick break, but you just got really excited. So coming up, apparently, we've got the story of stories.
All right. It's not the story of stories.
Okay.
But it's definitely the haunt of stories.
Ooh, all right. More
Y'all,
of that.
Ghost is spooky.
It's a Frightful Friday. Gosh, that was bad.
It's okay.
I'm going to go take a break.
Nice.
Be right back.
Okay.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Spooky.
Static.
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so good.
Traffic. The good thing about this computer is, if you jump into it and I forget, I can just refresh.
It's lightning fast.
It's so good.
We got a new computer, everybody.
See that piece of crap behind you, Sam?
I see it.
That's my enemy. Its name is EEE, and it means enemy.
Yeah, and why do you have it at my back?
Yeah, that's true.
It might attack me.
It's too old, trust me.
I'll turn it around.
It would take 7 years to even get the concept.
It's a trap!
Yeah, it's an old, old computer.
Attack mode still loading.
Listen,
attack
guys.
Mode still loading.
Paseo Del Norte eastbound is a mess.
Yep.
Avoid at all costs if possible. 40 eastbound's getting stacked up right before you get to the big interchange here in town. And 40 westbound along Eubank, Wyoming, Louisiana, around that area is kind of stacked up. Still, it's moving. It's just slow. It's down to about 30 miles an hour in all of those areas. Paseo, you're down to about 20, 25. So be careful. We have construction I-25 in Paseo. A lot to do with all of that. Pay attention to what you're doing. I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison's reduced to one lane. The on-ramp is closed at I-25 North and Jefferson. And Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. I can see you guys in the webcam. That's reduced to two lanes.
Why are you paying attention to the webcam? You're supposed to be doing traffic.
Look, dude, I got peripheral vision.
Oh.
It's my
Riff, yo.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. He was saying NCIS forever.
Don't talk to him.
We're looking at the top TV shows from this last week in the Nielsen ratings.
It's in the top for a long time.
Here's this crazy thing. Number one, NFL football. Yeah. Which you would know. NCIS, 17.3 million viewers. That's on CBS. That's like the biggest, baddest show. Number three this last week was The Walking Dead.
Yeah, man. Don't mess with it.
You know,
17.29 million.
That is amazing.
Just under NCIS.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's climbing.
Don't trifle with it.
Number one cable TV show of all time in the ratings.
Yeah.
It beat The Big Bang Theory. It beat NCIS New Orleans. It beat Sunday Night Football. It was just like, whoa,
well,
dude.
Sometimes it's not bad. Hard to
or
beat
Thursday
Sunday
Night Football. I apologize.
Sometimes it's not hard to beat Thursday Night, depending on who's playing.
Yeah.
Like last night.
Speaking of that.
This is crazy. Yeah.
Who cares about the Patriots?
You guys just reminded me. I have to check on my fantasy.
Who won last night? I don't even know who won.
I think the Jets did.
We were at B-Dubs because it was my
son's
birthday.
No, the Jets did not win. Doug is giving me. Okay.
No, Patriots won? Okay. We were at B-Dubs and we were kind of watching, but
it was Jack's birthday.
Yeah, we gave Jack the opportunity.
Oh, of course. And he chose B-Dubs? What a great choice.
For his birthday, it's like, okay, bro. He's easy. What do you want to do?
Right.
And we have a tradition because the owner of Astro Zombies comic shop here in Albuquerque and Jack share a birthday.
Oh, cool.
So every year we go to Astro Zombies and Jack picks something up.
Oh, cool.
And then we still have presents for him and he gets to pick the restaurant.
Right.
And it was Thursday.
Yeah.
So it was like cheap wing day.
Yeah.
It was Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football.
On
47 screens or whatever they are.
NLCS was going on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Hockey was going on. So it was just like, this is the greatest day of my life. Yeah.
Everywhere I turn, there's some type of athletic event taking place.
It's like ADHD sports dream. But you can't have a real conversation because Chrissy and I were sitting next to each other and shouting.
Yes.
Because
so loud.
That place, because they've got all the TVs on.
Right.
And then they actually have like the volume. Commentary going
right.
on.
Right.
And then they still have music playing and everyone talking.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's the most outside stimuli type place. It's crazy.
Most athletic thing I did last night was make myself dinner.
He did, and I was very proud of him.
Wow.
Dude, that's an intense journey.
Dude,
I was
right
sweating.
There, right there, dude.
I had to clean the kitchen.
Tell us.
I cleaned the kitchen with a Swiffer.
What did you do?
I made a thin chuck steak.
He did.
I did. I made it in a pan with olive oil and pepper and salt. And I fried it,
I guess. Wait, sea salt?
No. Yes, it's like Himalayan pink salt. I don't know what it is.
Himalayan pink salt.
Not to be funny, but when this dude moved in, it was like, hey, man, I'm going to make some spaghetti. How do I boil water?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm terrible at cooking. I made spaghetti once in my life. That was years ago. I did that to impress Dawn. I don't know what I did.
One time.
I don't remember doing that.
One time, Brenda had the flu. And the kids were hungry, and so I sneak into the room quietly and say, well, the kids are hungry, what should I do?
Because
I'm a dad.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
I have Pizza Hut on speed dial.
Right.
So she goes, there's some mac and cheese in the pantry. So I'm looking at the, because I'm an instruction follower, and to me, the first shot, as I'm looking at the instructions of mac and cheese, they look incredibly complicated.
Oh, of course.
So I walk into her, and I go, this is a major undertaking. And so she,
it's the worst.
I'm going to tell you.
It's incredibly impossible.
She rolls out of bed and she makes the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And so now the running gag is when we're out talking about supper, I say, hey, let's have mac and cheese.
Yes, dude.
Because it is not complicated.
Dude.
It is easy
it
to
is
make.
It is complicated.
Yeah.
She was so mad at me. And I can't believe I even just told that story on
How
air.
Did you
now,
know that?
Hundreds and thousands of people have just heard me at what a terrible husband
Dude,
I am.
Dude, tomorrow Amen. Chrissy and I are celebrating 12 years of marriage, and I'm so freaking thankful for her because it's true. Every time she has something, you know, it's like, hey, I got this meeting or I got to do that. You're on your own with the kids tonight. It's like, what? What are you
talking about, bro?
Okay, how long is your meeting, though? Like, but when will you be home?
Are you coming straight home?
I don't, like, right after, though, right?
Yeah, you're
like,
not.
I don't, what do you mean? Okay, well, what do we do? Okay, well, you just got to cook dinner. Okay, but then what? Then what do I do with them?
Yeah, then
how
I got to occupy their time.
How do I entertain them? I don't know what I'm doing.
See, that's why you guys need to get cats.
Yeah.
Cats
that's true.
Occupy themselves.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, man.
I just sit on the couch and they chase each other.
Dude.
And it is blessed.
I made
the mistake one time of saying in front of Brenda, I have to babysit tonight.
Oh,
and Brenda goes,
snap.
Brenda looks at me and she goes, you mean be at home with your own children?
Oh, man.
Is that what you mean by babysitting?
Yeah.
And I said, well, what I meant was...
You trapped yourself.
It's a trap!
What I'm trying to... what I'm actually trying to say is that I'm glad that my wife gets to be able to out of the house once or twice a year. And I am gladly watching my offspring.
Yeah. Dude, Matt, Doug, you guys are about to have kids.
Yes.
If you just start taking notes now.
I canceled my order.
By the
I
time
got in touch
like,
with Amazon, said cancel.
By the time they're like 15, you might have an understanding of
yes.
what to do if you're ever alone with your children.
Guys, right. why are kids such a lifetime commitment? There's got to be an easier way.
Yeah.
Where you're not killing them before they're born, but
yeah.
there's
yes.
got to be like
yeah.
a way.
Yes.
Is there a swap system?
No,
like
dude.
Maybe you can. Hey, I got it.
It's called Nintendo.
You can swap your kid, and I'll
Disney.
Take care of
Disney
something.
Movies.
Maybe
yes.
maybe I can take care of somebody's vehicle.
Yes.
Maybe I can watch. Maybe they have a cat, and they
no,
need me to watch it.
I think actually, you just nailed it. They meet all of your Diz needs, okay?
Yeah.
Diz needs.
I'm
you
telling
go.
You.
My Diz needs.
Hey, well, yo, Lilo got, and Stitch yeah. is on, guys. Lilo
yeah.
and Stitch
here,
is on.
Here, sit here and watch this while Daddy goes takes a shower real
I
quick.
I got Diz needs,
yo. Right here.
Nobody,
guys, hang out.
Nobody touch anything.
Yep.
Don't do the microwave. Don't do
don't
the
do
toaster
that.
Oven. Sit here and watch this Disney movie right now while Daddy takes a shower. He'll be right back.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Diz,
yeah.
Meeting all your Diz needs. That's
Diz
it.
Needs.
That's my new t-shirt. That is it.
Dude, you totally got to market that.
We are the worst parents.
We really are.
No, you're not the worst. I haven't gotten a chance to be the worst yet.
Oh, dude,
I'm the second to the worst. I'm working hard next year to get the worst. I'm going to win that award this year.
Yeah, I'm going to win the award
amazing.
For worst parent.
It's pretty... dude, you've got...
Where do you hide things? This is the craziest... There it is.
Ah, yes.
Because this one, we're talking about Disney.
Yeah.
And Doug got me some information. It's sort of related.
Okay.
Only by this music.
We segue
it's the
now.
Haunted Mansion theme
because
song?
It's a haunted mansion.
There you go.
Okay.
And sometimes when people buy new houses.
Oh, snap.
They get afraid.
Okay.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
When we got our new apartment in Nashville, because we lived in two places
mm-hmm.
in Nashville. And we were actually looking at a house at one point. Ended up not working out because we found out that the chimney was sinking into the earth.
And God wanted you to be here.
I don't know. Unrelated. Anyway, we got, you know, so when we were getting that house, I was like, am I going to need to pray over this place? What if it's haunted?
What?
Yeah. And so I was ready. I was going to call my Catholic friends and say, come do your thing. I'm just going to chill out. I don't know what it is.
Power of Christ compels you.
You got to do stuff like that sometimes.
Absolutely.
So anyway, if you're scared of buying a haunted house, I have good news for you New Mexicans. That's all of you guys.
Yeah.
I guess me too.
You are now.
You
Here's
are now.
The good news, yeah. everybody. New Mexico has no rules about informing buyers where deaths have occurred in homes.
Wait, what?
That's
what?
Right. Next time you buy a house, it might be haunted. But the odds are you won't find out about it until the deal is done.
Mm.
This is why it's fun to be a realtor in New Mexico. Because this, you can just throw this in. You find some clients that you don't like, and you're like, oh, I've got the perfect house for you guys.
I have a dumb question.
What?
If you found out that the house you lived in, a dude had been killed there, would it really affect anything? Would you want to move?
It'd
be weird.
Like, Sam, somebody comes to you like, dude, okay, crazy. I was doing research for this paper, blah, 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 saw the story. I was, like, microfishing everything. Do they still have microfish, or
what
is it all
that?
Just Google now?
Is
yeah,
that
exactly.
at Walmart?
Remember, like, microfishing? Like, you're at the library.
Microfish, that's like little tiny fish,
it's like
right?
Little, yes, it's like the tiny baby Swedish fish.
Micro
yes.
machines.
It's the thing. No, it's the thing you used to do, like, when you were in the library,
yeah,
and you had to look at slides. In old movies, they're like, I was researching this story, and I
right.
found
Steve-o,
the microfish.
Are you talking about the newspaper thing?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was researching through the newspaper, and I found this crazy story about this mass murder and all these things. He hid the bodies, right? And then I'm looking. No. I'll get there. Your house, bro! Your house was where they were storing the bodies! Crazy, you never knew that!
That sounds cool.
Have a great day. I'll see
yeah.
you later.
If something horrible happened to somebody in a house that's on the market in the state of New Mexico, there is no state law requiring the seller to tell the buyer anything about it.
Would it... Oh.
Say there's been a triple axe murder in the garage, or dad went berserk with a sledgehammer
triple
in the den
axe murder?
And wiped out the wife and kids. The seller doesn't have to tell the buyer anything.
Whoa.
Not a zero zilch.
That's crazy.
In the state of New Mexico, neither the realtor nor the sellers are obligated to disclose any information about anything that has occurred in the house, whether it be a natural death, a suicide, murder, etc. Says Delise Delios, a real estate veteran with Keller Williams Realty in Albuquerque.
I am going to start a new company. It's going to be called House Facts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a little freaky puppet animal thing. And he's going to be like, show me the house facts. And then we're going to like be able to totally con people into buying this thing as if it matters.
Yeah.
Would it really matter if you guys found out that there was like a crazy triple murder in your home? Would it be like, dude, why did I buy this house?
Well,
or would you be like, well, no wonder I got such a slamming deal.
Man, I got a good deal.
I got a really
well,
good deal on this house.
Well, since it's been a long time now, I don't know that, and nothing weird has happened.
Yeah.
I don't know that it would freak me out. But if I were buying the house,
yeah,
and somebody said, oh, by the way, there was a triple murder that happened in this
like,
house.
Why
I'd be
are
like,
all the other houses like $200,000 in this area, but this one's only $120,000? No.
Oh,
this
no.
is it's just a good deal.
It's just
deal.
A bargain.
It's just,
location, is, location,
you,
location.
You just jump on this now.
jump on
this now.
Oh,
you're
wow.
getting a killer deal.
A killer
oh.
deal.
See, you could have so much
we
fun.
We are slashing prices.
If you were a realtor, literally, you could give hints the whole time. You could be like, this is just a steal.
If you pass up
Some
on this house,
call it a federal crime.
If you pass up on this house, you're committing home suicide.
Oh God!
Oh Sam. Well, the death issue.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention.
The death issue is really important to a lot of different cultures. Navajos,
no, that's
for
true.
Example.
That is true.
Yeah.
A lot of Asian cultures, they have strong taboos about being in buildings where someone has died.
Yeah.
Delios had a client back out of a deal once because of a death in a house. He personally was not concerned about someone having died in the house, but decided that for resale purposes, he just didn't want to get involved with it. And that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Because maybe you're not afraid of it.
But somebody else
but
might be.
Maybe one day you want to resell the house and you can't. Because everybody else in America has been watching too much Ghost Hunters.
Right.
And they're like, I'm not buying your house.
Or Walking Dead.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, blah.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys remember a couple years ago, the kind of up, way up in the far northeast heights, there was this missing person for a long time, and they
found him in the
they found
in
him
the
in the concrete of the garage.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. And, dude.
That's near. Not real close to where I live, but somewhat close.
Who'd they find?
It was
dead guy.
It was the house that Christian Bale lived there.
Oh, when he was here filming
stuff?
When
he was filming, what was he filming? Doug, producer Doug, you know everything. Christian Bale was here. Oh, Terminator Salvation.
Yeah.
Christian Bale was here filming Terminator Salvation. It's the house he had rented while he was here.
Actually, I didn't realize that.
There was a body in the concrete.
Of the garage.
Yes. I remember that story, and it was like,
like, you could see it?
You know what?
No, you couldn't.
No, it wasn't like Han frozen in
Carbonite.
No.
It was like they killed him.
That would be awesome.
In fact, if I remember the story correctly, his wife killed him and then buried him and then put concrete on top of him.
So this was like the end of the Haunted Mansion.
Kind of,
you're riding around and the lady's like, till death do us part.
Yeah. It was a terrifying story.
Yeah, it really
was. It absolutely was. And then it came out like, oh, Christian Bale lived there. And it was like, whoa, all these crazy things. I do remember that.
And that's
crazy.
When he went on his rant.
And yelled
at
that.
Because he was possessed by that woman.
So, okay. And that would deter you if you were like, dude, this house, you're getting it like half price. By the way, there's something under the foundation.
Don't look in the garage.
Yeah.
Which would totally make me want to look.
Honestly, am I weird that I saw Poltergeist, but I don't know. It doesn't super deter me from.
I don't know.
Is the ghost?
I think
friendly?
The worst part about it would be the worst.
I've just got some questions.
His name is not Casper.
I want to talk about the past clients, and I want to talk the current semi-client.
Or the permanent client.
Yeah.
Is there one that lives there who's permanently attached?
Yes. Are there
any
permanent residents?
I don't know that I would worry about anything freaky happening. I just know that my imagination would probably bother me, and the whole time that I'm thinking, I'd be like, So I'm not worried about being haunted or anything.
Well, we all know buildings aren't the only things that can be haunted.
Okay. 505-338-3700. Static.
Morning, fellas.
Hey. Morning.
Hey, so the Jets lost in dramatic fashion last night.
Booyah.
They drove down the field. It was a heck of a game.
Yeah, I was watching the first half and going, this is a closer game than I was expecting.
I think it was a lot closer than anybody expected.
Yeah.
But yeah, they drove down the field and went to kick a game-winning field goal, and it got booed.
Oh, no!
That boo.
Dude, Jets guy in Rio, are you a fan of Geno Smith?
You know, I don't know. Yeah. I guess I have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of do. Well, you don't have to be. I'm not a fan of Luke McCown. I think Glennon needs to be our starter because he's the guy, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets could, I don't know. The only reason why Mark Sanchez did anything for the Jets is he didn't lose the game.
Yeah.
Rather, they went to the AFC Championship back-to-back.
Yep.
He didn't lose the game for them. They had the defense. They had the special teams. They had a running game.
Dude.
And just don't throw the interception. Don't fumble the ball.
Yep.
He's been all right last night. He's getting better, but is there someone else that's out there that could be better? Yeah. But, oh well. Yeah. Indian burial ground.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty
Wait. Yeah. Jets, Indian burial ground. What?
Well, he wanted to talk about what we were talking about. He just took the longest possible way to get to it.
Me, I've been on holds for 15 minutes, man.
That's how the Jets get to the playoff,
the longest way to get possible. There. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, speaking of other dead regimes.
Not playoff eligible, then they're not going to lose the game. They're going to kick everybody's butt.
Back to football.
Hey, stay on target, buddy.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Sorry. I'm a little out of it. I stayed up all night last night.
Yeah.
Normally I'll take a nap because I work graveyard.
Yeah.
So normally I'll take a nap in the evening, but the Jets were off, so.
Yeah, it's hard.
And they didn't shut off the game like they did when they played San Diego.
So what about the burial ground?
Yeah, tell us more.
Oh, I don't know. That's just something I heard when I was a kid to freak me out.
Okay.
And now I get to tell my kids that because I live fairly close to where I grew up. So.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks for the call,
Jets
guy.
Thanks, Colin, buddy. Good luck.
Hey, let's hear some 21 Pilots out of the pen.
21 Pilots.
One of these days it'll happen.
One of these days when we get to some music.
It's not in the system.
Oops. Yeah. We'll find it.
You guys are killing me.
Stay alive.
Well, hey,
get out of what it
play some Wild Sweet Orange, Tender Dog.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I'll dig that up. All right, man.
Dig that up.
Dig it up.
Digging it.
Jets guy from
here. You dig it? Do you bury it?
Phone lines are open 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so first of all, I don't think realtors would drop the price at all.
Right. No, I know. That's
especially
very true.
Here in New Mexico, they'd keep, probably here in New Mexico, they would jack the price up.
They'd be like, huh? Vintage ghost.
Like, yeah, there you go.
I know.
There you go.
Look at all these historical things.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know. You enter your kids digging in the backyard and all of a sudden, oh, mommy.
Oh, no, that would be freaky.
You got this, like, hand.
Mom, I found a femur.
Oh, my goodness. But you got a great deal on the house.
The funny thing would
so
be,
vintage.
If something like that did happen, then you would start thinking about every weird thing that ever happened.
Ever.
You'd start reading
ever.
Into everything. You'd be like, oh, my gosh, that creak that I hear every morning at 3:12.
Right? Well,
that's a person.
You got to think about, are people demon-possessed, like, whenever they go bonkers like that? I mean, I think so. I mean, come on. Nobody's that whacked.
Nobody's that
wild. Hey, lady, you've never been to Mississippi.
Again, okay, Mississippi, Louisiana, you've got all that voodoo stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right. 505-338-3700. If you're just joining us, we just learned that in the state of New Mexico, realtors do not have to provide information about previous deaths, if you will. I started thinking about it, and to be honest, when my Doug said this, and then it reminded me, my grandmother passed away in her home, and then we sold that home.
Oh, yeah.
Doug, I like it.
I didn't even, and the house you grew up in, your great-grandmother, you said? Producer Doug's great-grandmother.
Wow.
And that passed away in that home.
Some people seek this kind of thing out.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're paranormal investigators.
Well, they have a special on A&E.
Man, they got a special on the History Channel that is just fact after fact. And I watch them and I memorize it.
Oh, man.
That's how I know mermaids are real. That's how I know ghosts are real. That's how I know about aliens.
Wouldn't it be crazy? The real estate agent would be, you know, they're trying to sell this home, even if they know it's got like this haunted, quote unquote, haunted thing. And they go, have I got a deal for you? Yeah.
Like, what?
That's when you would run.
Sorry, excuse me.
This house is haunted.
Pardon me.
You know what would be smart? It would be smart to buy a haunted, quote-unquote, haunted house,
mm-hmm.
and then just farm that joker out to every paranormal investigator you possibly could and get on TV.
Get all the producers.
So,
yeah.
If you're asking me if I would do it, heck yes, I would do it.
Man, you can make cash.
I would buy that house. I would rent a cheap apartment somewhere else, not live there. I would live somewhere else because I'm terrified of ghosts, but I would live somewhere else, and I would just make money on that thing. Ghosts getting me paid.
What about ghost snakes?
Okay,
what?
Sam.
It is Team Awesome.
Hey, what about
party?
The worst thing you can imagine, Sam?
505-338-3700 if you're just joining us.
A business meeting? That's the worst thing I've
New Mexico does not have to tell you if someone passed away in a house before you buy it.
That's just wrong, man.
That's weird.
That's wrong.
Static.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Kristen.
What up?
I'm really nervous. I love you guys, and this is my first time calling.
Yay! Dude, thanks for calling. Don't be nervous.
Oh, I am. My heart's pounding.
Yeah, you should be. Don't screw this up.
There's people listening all over the world, but there's no pressure. No pressure. Ready? Go. Go.
Don't listen to them. Just, hey, stay on target. Listen to the sound of my voice. You can do this.
Okay. Well, in comment to haunted houses, I grew up in one, and I would never buy one again because I still had nightmares about the one I grew up in.
How did you buy it when you were a kid?
Please tell us.
Hey, why are you nervous? This is a great story.
My mom actually grew up in that house, and then we grew up in it, and I don't know, just it was a weird house. And I remember this one time I was laying in bed, like, watching TV, and this, like, white ghost lady, like, just goes through the wall, and...
You've invited this, Steve-O. Tell us about this house, he says.
And then I remember another time that my sister and I were playing downstairs, and we were home alone, and I had this little Bulbasaur Pokemon, and it started moving on its own, and it scared the crap out of me, and I ran upstairs, and then it stopped moving, and one believes me, it happened.
No, okay,
here's the
deal, question.
That wasn't a ghost. That was the Sticky Bandits. You were alone, you were home alone, and they were just trying to steal stuff.
Yeah. And why, if something in the house is scaring you, do you go further, deeper into the house?
Yeah.
Go out of the house.
That's something I've never understood. In every movie where something is haunted, mm-hmm. people just go in.
They keep going.
They're like, where's the furthest I can possibly trap myself? Yeah. Go outside. Right. Go outside and sit in the yard. Yeah. Right. And when your people get home, say, I was just hearing freaky stuff. I wanted to sit outside.
I'm sitting out on the patio.
It would be the most boring movie ever, though.
Yeah, but it'd be more realistic.
You could get to know your neighbors. You could look up, and it would look at you through the window, and you'd be like, get out!
Everybody knows that when your Pokemon moves by itself, you don't go upstairs.
This is true. No, well, note to self. There you go.
My neighborhood was really ghetto, so it was just as bad going outside.
So, ghosts or gangs, man. One of them's going to get you.
There you go.
So,
ooh, what if it was ghostly gangs?
Okay, wow.
Sam, that's the worst of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. You did a good job.
Do it again.
Yeah.
You had no reason to be nervous.
I will.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah.
Great job.
A plus. Good job.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling. So awesome.
Gosh,
that was
a terrible call.
Yeah, stop it.
You did good.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
My heart is pounding.
Dude, producer Doug got us information on this, and it is true. When Terminator Salvation was filming in New Mexico, which, by the way, I'm in that movie. You can catch me like 30 minutes into the movie. I'm the dude with the tattoo on the arm.
You'll see him for a brief 0.5 seconds.
Yes, you will
it's
see
like,
me.
Tattoo!
I'm in there.
Sweet.
There's a building, and it's like, hey, we're in this building, and it's a gas station.
That
and
guy's
like,
in a building.
Oh, and Sam Worthington, he's like, dude, I'm the Terminator guy, but you don't know yet. And we're like, what's happening? And we're like, I don't know. And then this big giant robot thing comes out, and I go, ah! And we all run out, and Sam Worthington literally has to move out of the way because I'm running. I almost run into
you. Run past him.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's nice.
It took us like 4 hours
to shoot that one scene.
To film that one scene, and I'm in it for 0.5 seconds.
Yeah.
But they were like, hey, man, that's all you can do because now you're going to be featured. So, because they shot it from like 18 different angles.
And they so they got you every time. And because you ran right in front of the lead character.
Right. It was like, now we can't use you for other like random backgroundy stuff because you're too noticeable now.
Right.
Like, wait, I thought that guy was at the gas station. How's he at
Right.
So
continuity issues.
Yes. It was crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
Anyways, he was here filming for Terminator in 2008, right here in Albuquerque. Police told TMZ that Christian Bale had no idea that the gentleman who was killed had been missing for 8 years and was on the property still.
Yeah.
Obviously, since then, we had mentioned his ex-wife had since been arrested and charged with the murder of the man who was found in the garage, I believe it was. But yeah, he went on that crazy tirade, remember, back in 2008? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was during that?
It was when he was living in that house.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what that mean, y'all. You know what that mean.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah, so talking about the fact that in New Mexico, apparently, there's no law that says, hey, if someone is murdered here or if there's a death on this property, you have to let people know. Yeah. You don't have to let people know.
Look, here's the deal.
That's weird.
He was living in a house. Someone had been murdered in the yard. He went to the movie set, had just a famous, infamous tirade on some dude. I'm going to make the most logical conclusion. He was possessed by that dead person. It's logical. Think about it.
Obviously not logical.
It's the next scientific step.
What's funny? What's funny and yet super not funny is people probably would jump to that conclusion.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable the conclusions that people can jump to without any logical explanation whatsoever.
Have I told you guys
what
about my big product I want to introduce?
Okay.
It's a jump to conclusions map.
Jump to conclusions map?
Mat.
Oh, like mat.
You lay it out.
Okay.
You lay it out, and then you start, and you roll a life event
and
die.
It'll be like grocery store.
Yeah, and it tells you what has. It's like, oh, you got in a car accident. And so then you roll how many times, and you jump to a conclusion.
That actually sounds fun.
It's great.
I feel like you're gonna make a lot of money on that because people inevitably do that anyway, so why not make a game out of it?
Or they're gonna say, why would I pay for that? I do that all the time anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you guys to go ahead and come in on Sunday.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Talking ghostly things today.
Spooky spooks.
Yeah, it's been Halloween candy. It's been all over.
We're going to move into more costume things, but I guess if you want to call in and tell us, if you had the option of buying a haunted house, would you or would you not? We won't go into the whole, like,
well, actually, it can't be haunted because of blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah.
But just for fun's sake, if you had the option of buying a haunted house, would you? And I'm saying I would because I would live somewhere else and make money off that house selling it to the Discovery Channel or whatever.
Yeah.
Come on.
All the ghost hunters.
You know, there's plenty of those houses like down south in the south.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading an article this week because Reese Witherspoon purchased some crazy mansion to restore for like $1 million.
Ooh.
But I guess down in the south, there's a lot of old mansions that are
Antebellum
like
homes.
About to fall apart that you can get for like $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be hundreds of thousands to restore it. But
But
you have a mansion,
and you'll have to deal with the permanent residents. But it's cool. They all have those awesome southern accents.
Yes.
Hi,
You go.
Gosh, that would be my luck.
Wow.
I would get a haunted house and the ghost would be an idiot.
Or sound like Foghorn Leghorn. Wow, hell, son.
Wow,
hey, boo.
Oh,
boo.
Let me tell you over there. It ain't, you don't do that in my day. This is my room. Shut up, ghost.
You stay away from that secret recipe.
Oh, man.
This was my daddy's handgun.
You bought the home of Colonel Sanders?
Why not?
Yeah. When did that?
Hey, I just jumped to a conclusion.
There you go.
I just jumped to a conclusion.
It's going to make money.
There you go, yeah.
It's too bad it was in Office Space and not my idea.
Gosh. Static.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Katie.
Hey, Katie.
I have a creepy story. It's not something I lived through, but my family lived through it before I was born.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was super creepy. I guess it was here in, I think, Pinos Altos area in New Mexico.
That's down by Silver City.
Yes. But my parents had moved into this newly remodeled house, and it was like, the, apparently it had burned down before, so they just kind of rebuilt it. And every now and then they'd get this really rank smell.
Yeah!
Right?
Big
and
barn.
So they checked the plumbing because it was an old house that had been rebuilt. Checked the plumbing, checked everything. And every now and then they would hear the smell, and it would come around in like different locations throughout the house.
Yeah.
So they asked the neighbors, like, hey, do you guys smell this? Because it's a terrible smell. And they're like, oh, well, the previous owner smelled terrible. Like,
oh.
He was this rank-smelling old man, and it was kind of sad. But his name was Mr. Christie. So from that point on, they named him Mr. Christie because apparently he had died in the house. Like,
okay.
When it burned down.
So you mean to tell me that man was walking
around
farting on you guys?
So the smell was his
body odor. He was just farting. That was a farting ghost, and he was farting on your family.
Gosh. I guess so.
That's offensive.
He was ghastly.
That ghost was ghastly.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. I know that was probably really freaky, and we're like, yeah, he's farting on you.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was kind of creepy, like that the smell had moved around the house.
That's mean.
That story ended way better than I was expecting. It was like there was this weird smell. We thought it was a plumbing. Turns out there was a guy in the wall. He had been there. It was like,
he'd been there.
Oh my god.
We don't know. It was like Cask of Amontillado or whatever up in my house.
That would have been a better story.
Yeah.
He was in the wall, but.
Yeah.
Glad it didn't turn out that way. Yeah. So.
Listen, here's the deal. With ghost stories, man. You can always embellish.
There you go. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
All
have
right.
a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700. How did we go from, hey man,
Halloween,
Halloween candies.
Ghost, man.
And razor blades and Halloween candies. And then,
here's how.
The evolution.
Logical. No, here's
the
de-evolution what it was.
Of conversation.
We started talking about Halloween.
Yep.
We went to Halloween candy.
Yep.
We went to urban legends about
mm-hmm.
Halloween candy with razor blades. And then we just proceeded into more urban legends
urban
about
legends.
Halloween.
Very true.
Right.
That's how it went.
That's good.
It's a logical progression.
It is.
Just like
true.
Assuming that Christian Bale was possessed by a ghost.
That's true.
Totally logical.
Absolutely. 505-338-3700. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. As always, if you miss any part of the show, you can download our podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. It's been an interesting one, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Speaking of interesting mornings, next week we're going to be talking with Kirk Cameron.
Oh!
He's got a brand new movie called Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas, so if you're put off by the Halloween conversation and being a Christian, just wait till Kirk Cameron, in his very kind Christian easy way,
gentle
offends
way.
You.
He what?
Dude, it's that movie is going to be crazy.
It's funny because I think people really might be like get some feathers ruffled.
Mm-hmm.
I think people wait a second.
It's like a movie.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah.
It's like in between a documentary and a movie.
Okay,
it's very informative.
Right,
okay.
But it's acted out.
Kirk Cameron in the film plays himself. And he goes to his sister's Christmas party, and his brother-in-law, Christian, name's Christian, is like in the background just hating everything, like crazy tree, and look at all, why did I play that? I didn't even play that.
Why would you
stop
playing?
He was trying to play Christmas music. And he's looking around, and there's decorations, and there's candy canes, and there's this giant Christmas tree, and then he sees the little nativity set, and it's like off in the corner, and it's like, how does this honor God? How is this about Jesus? And then Kirk Cameron's like, theological explosion
on this guy.
So the
on his brother-in-law.
The most, but he does it in such a loving. It's a very kind-hearted film and very. It's pretty lighthearted.
Yeah.
The bulk of the film actually takes place in a car where Christian is because he's just like I'm not taking part in this movie or in this Christmas party, and Kirk Cameron's in the passenger seat and then begins to tell a story and then it's like. Narration, and then he's narrating as things are being acted out from the nativity scene and from the cross and from it's very powerful.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, I wasn't expecting it because I was like, oh, Kirk Cameron movie.
Yeah,
Kirk Cameron. Hey,
so we're gonna get a really good message and really terrible acting, and it was better.
Yeah,
it was the best Christian movie,
but. Yeah. There was a little bit of terrible acting.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's par for the course.
I still say it's the best Christian film. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because in recent memory, you think about the films like The Book of Eli or Persecuted or films like that weren't necessarily Christian films.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is definitely this is a Christian film.
Yeah, like Sunday school.
Right. So, anyways. So we went from Halloween to Christmas.
Which is what...
And
you know,
now to Neil Diamond and the caller
stores.
On the line. Are you ready to sing some Sweet Caroline with us?
It's Neil.
Hello. Welcome, Hello. Static. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Do you guys want to hear my story?
Only after you sing with us. Neil Diamond, here we go.
You got to sing Neil Diamond.
Okay. I can't begin
to know. Do you know the words?
You're going to sing.
We believe in you.
You're going to sing or you're not going to talk?
I don't know the words.
You don't know the words to Sweet Caroline?
No.
Come on, Sweet Caroline. And then you go, ba, 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 ba.
Everybody knows
good
it.
Good times never
This
seen.
Is a karaoke staple.
I don't know
staple.
It. So My good, parents so are beaners. I wasn't raised around this community.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
I got to listen to, like, Freddie Fender and stuff.
Hey, new favorite caller? Listen.
Hey, new favorite caller. Freddie
I think
Fender.
I got offended. I don't know what happened.
All right, here. We'll go more
Freddie
here. Okay.
Fender.
Here we go. Ready?
There you go.
Okay. Oh, man.
Okay. Gonna do some karaoke then. Do you know the words to Lowrider? At all? Are there words? Can you do this? Can you sing along with it? Okay, you don't really have to sing
okay,
along.
Tell
just
us your story.
You can just tell us your story.
I was like grooving. I was ready to go, too.
I bet you. I knew it. I should have kept it going.
Listen. Tell us your story.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm already, like, shaking because it just creeps me out still to this day.
No!
But,
oh, wow.
Okay, so I was probably about 9 or 10 years old, and it was time for bed. It was probably, like, 10 or 11, laying in bed. And all of a sudden, I see somebody standing in my doorway. I assumed it was my older brother because he was always trying to, like, creep me out.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like, I sat up and I was like, go away, like, trying to push him out of my doorway. Well, my hand didn't hit anything. And I look up and it's my grandfather who had passed away the year before.
Oh,
wearing
God.
The
you
same red and black checkered flannel that he always wore.
No.
And
no.
I thought maybe I was half asleep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I looked back, and my sister was laying in bed, and she was frozen. Her eyes were wide open.
Nope.
She saw exactly what I saw.
No
so
interest.
I was kind of like, you know when you're so scared that you can't move?
Yeah,
like, I
right
just
now.
Could not move.
I just peed
and
a little.
So I closed my eyes, and I just, like, stayed there as long as I kept my eyes closed, and then I opened them, and he was gone. So I laid back down, went to sleep, you know, and the next morning I assumed I was dreaming. It was just something weird.
Totally.
I woke
totally,
up the next yeah. morning. My sister was like, did you see that? She was like, was it just me? And she totally saw exactly what I saw.
Oh, my God.
And to this day, we were little. She was probably 7. I was probably 9. And now we're, you know, nearing 30.
Yeah.
And we still,
how much
still,
is there,
like, remember
bill
it
been?
So clearly.
Like, therapy bill, has it been crazy expensive, or are you good now?
Well, no, I mean, the thing is that I was really, really close to my grandpa.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like... He wasn't there, like, you know, with some, like, fangs or something really creepy. He was just standing there. But, like, I remember so clearly seeing that it was my grandfather wearing the same flannel that he used to always wear.
It's got to be really tough to be a ghost. And you know, like you want to go back to your loved ones and you're like, hey, man. Ah! No, I just want to hang out and miss you. Ah! I'm just kidding. Man. I'm sorry.
But it was just so weird. Every time I think about it, my husband, like, texts me and was like, you got to call Static and tell the story.
Yes, dude.
Thank you for telling us
your
story.
Thank your husband for texting
Are you okay?
I'm like,
listen,
oh, like,
this is what no, you
I'm
need
good.
To do.
You're good.
You
You're
need
good.
To you need to drink some orange juice and just calm down.
There you go.
I'm going to drink some orange Trumu.
There you go.
I don't Booyah. Know what that is, but that sounds great.
And then go back and listen to our Shock Therapy Live Wednesday where we discuss this very topic.
There you go.
Woo! All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
That was awesome.
Wow.
Okay, so unrelated.
Man.
Somebody just tagged me in a Facebook comment, and it said, maybe this is why he didn't call in. And so I click on it. And it's Kirk Cameron standing with one of those Duck Dynasty people with the beard. And he's like, I want to thank so-and-so for taking me and my boys hunting yesterday. We had a great...
Oh, we're busting him.
We
on
got
Sunday.
Stood up, baby.
You got
we
stood up by
busting
the
him.
Duck Dynasty
Kirk
guys.
Cameron was too busy killing animals to save Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, my.
And that's when it started. Dude, we are busting him on Tuesday when he
yeah,
calls in.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
Kirk
about.
Cameron dissed us to go hunting with the Duck Dynasty guys.
Yeah, check it out.
I probably would have dissed us to go hunting with the Duck Dynasty guys, too.
It's here's the caption.
Oh.
It says, John the Baptist was a rough-looking character who lived in the wilderness. So was Elijah, and they prepared the way for the Lord. Jet Robertson of Duck Dynasty could not have been a more kind and gracious hunting guide for me and my young sons. We roared out on four-wheelers before morning's dawn and returned home with my birthday breakfast. We hadn't really lived until we enjoyed a silent sunrise in the middle of God's magnificent creation and eaten the Duck Commander's personal recipe for chicken fried Cajun spice, tender deer back strap for breakfast. breakfast. Unbelievable, but true. Ladies, send this one to the man in your life and ask them if I'm not telling you the truth. My son now tells me that because of this coming-of-age trip to the woods, he's been de-uppified. Such a fun trip, and so thankful to God for his love and good friends. Smiley face, posted yesterday, 3:14 p.m.
Kirk Cameron dissed us to go hunting.
He did. It's a pretty good picture.
Ah, it's a good photo.
Let me see.
He's with, is that Jep?
I guess so.
Yeah. It's yeah. Like the little brother.
It's cool. He's,
That's cool.
It's cool, man. I'm fine with it. I don't feel...
I'm not gonna lie, I totally would have dissed you guys today to go hunting with, like, Jace Robertson.
Yeah.
That'd have been cool.
Not me, man.
He's funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You guys are my friends.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
You know what I would have done?
What?
I wouldn't have dissed you for that. I would have invited you to come along.
Oh, you know what?
Why didn't Kirk invite us to
me?
Come along?
Why you gotta one-up me?
Oh, I wasn't trying to one-up you.
Gosh, those crazy Baptists. You guys always gotta one-up.
I'm about to switch camera.
Did you guys invent one-upping? Is that how it works?
No, but we have perfected it.
Amen.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joins us. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, more of your crazy stories. We're actually going to dip into a question of ethics and Halloween costumes.
Because that happens every year.
It does. We'll talk about that on the way. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Let's take a look at traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we have an accident reported. Ladera Drive North at Oray Road. Good luck, Spanish. That happened at about 8:25, so almost an hour ago. 40 eastbound is a little stacked around Rio Grande Boulevard around there, but nothing too crazy. We have construction I-25 in Paseo. We have the I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison Street reduced to one lane. The on-ramp is closed at I-25 north in Jefferson. And road construction roadway reduced to two lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by Thebes.
What?
Who sent me a case of surge.
Okay, let's talk about this because I don't even know what's happening.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What?
The soothing sensation of surge.
We need like a 90s, like, extreme!
I got it.
I think I know.
A 90s song that was extreme. Where are you at? Oh, there we go.
Perfect.
90s!
Okay. I seriously thought you were going to play Extreme Days by Toby Mac.
Oh. Bro, I'm like disappointed and offended that you thought I would do that. Okay, no. 90s extreme.
Okay.
Listen to that guitar riff.
So in the 90s, there was a soft drink that Coca-Cola made, and it was called Surge.
Right.
Drank a lot of it as a youth.
Never tasted it.
It's kind of like Mountain Dew. It's one of those citrus, you know. But this has more like caffeine in it.
I was busy doing the dew in high school.
That's what they say, is that this had like more caffeine in it than Mountain Dew. Yeah. And the thing about it was...
And it went under.
Yeah, well, they...
Kids died. They sold it.
This rumor went around in the 90s...
houses that were sold by realtors.
Yeah.
This rumor went around in the 90s that your stomach would... Like, it would hurt the lining of your stomach.
Why are you drinking it?
Because it was a rumor that wasn't true.
Did you Snopes it?
Yeah.
You need to change that.
Why? I want people to see traffic. It was not a real thing. You know, it's like razor blades in your candy.
Yeah.
And so
Is that what it tasted like? Razor blades in your candy?
Yes, Sam. Went out and they quit making it and people were bummed.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a drink called Vault that Coke introduced. Did you ever have Vault?
No.
Okay, Vault was kind of like we took Surge away, but here's Vault.
But here's Vault.
Yeah, and it kind of tasted similar, but it was like
Don't blame us.
Not a literal watered-down version, but it was a metaphorically watered-down version of Surge.
It's not our Vault.
Like somebody, when I put up a picture of this yesterday, somebody said, "Does it taste like Vault?" And I remembered Vault. I was like, oh, yeah, Vault was the one that they put out after Surge.
Until they bring back, like, Crystal Pepsi, I'm not going to care.
That would be awesome. And I wonder if stuff like that's going to start happening.
What about New Coke?
Exactly. Well, see, Coke, they struck a deal with Amazon. And you can only get this stuff if you order it through Amazon.
Okay. So weird.
So it's not in stores?
Nope, not at all.
It's not mass produced, but not like you can't buy it at, you know, the grocery stores.
Thebes sent us this.
I know.
It's because he loved
That's what
it
Mateo
too.
Was saying.
He said he just wanted somebody that enjoyed it as much.
To share.
I've never had it.
Thieves is nice that way.
This is our common bond.
Yeah. Surge.
A
90s, basically, energy drink.
And it's a strong bond.
Drink before energy drinks were cool.
Here's the thing. And yes, that's actually true. The reason that this happened is because these three guys started a Surge movement page on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
This thing, and I told Steve-O about it last year. I was like, I'm on this Surge movement page. It's really funny. They want me to give them money.
Right.
It's like, we want to put a billboard right outside of Coke demanding, like the Coca-Cola headquarters, demanding that Surge return. Funny thing, it worked.
Oh, my gosh.
And Coca-Cola struck a deal with Amazon, and this worked. So now it makes you... That's the power and the influence of social media.
I'm going back to CW Post, bro. Post cereal!
CW
I'm coming
Post.
For you! Do you remember CW Post?
I do.
Here's
Dude,
the,
that was my cereal.
Here's
when
the
a kid.
Billboard. Yeah. The billboard said, Dear Coke, we couldn't buy Surge, so we bought this billboard instead. Like on Facebook, Surge Movement.
Dang!
And it worked! The guy... I read an interview with the dudes, and they talked about... Like, he was sitting at home one night and was sad, genuinely sad about all this
that
crap.
Didn't have-
And he got a call from, like, the head Coke guy that was like, hey, we're going to bring it back. We're going to do it in a little different way, but success.
Sadly, he died of a heart attack shortly thereafter.
His stomach lining was gone.
Yes.
He got his first case in, and now he's dead.
And you can buy his house now for a steal.
But dude, it's wrapped up in 90s nostalgia. Like that's part of the thing about this. It's like all these 90s kids are coming forward and saying, "That was my favorite thing and
that's
now
right.
it's back."
Yeah.
And so you got people putting up pictures reliving my childhood. Yeah. You got this guy with like Power Ranger crap and a Nintendo 64.
Wow.
Dude, and that's what this reminds me of because I used to go over to my buddy Kyle's house and we would play GoldenEye on Nintendo 64 and drink
GoldenEye.
Surge all night.
Dude, I
that
love GoldenEye.
That was my
GoldenEye.
First experience with a first-person shooter.
Me
I was
too.
Like, this is the best.
Yeah.
Look at the graphics.
I'm
going to
switch the rifle.
Look
You'll
at this.
Never get better than
somebody's.
This.
Yeah. Somebody's posted hit. A picture of an old Nickelodeon show.
Wow.
And that's kind of it's the whole thing. It's just nostalgia. Just this is
Nickelodeon
way.
Has this whole thing about the 90s are back, and they show all reruns from the 90s, and so you get to see all those crazy Nickelodeon 90s shows, which my kids watched when they were little.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Look at this.
That resurgence in the 90s.
Surge is the number one bestseller on Amazon right now.
That is ridiculous.
They can't keep it in
That's
stock.
Crazy.
Every time they put it, it's like, it's back. It goes out of stock
Do
and they have to make
more. Do you think it's a nostalgia thing? Because we talked about this before when we were talking about this. Twinkies went away.
Yeah.
Hostess died. And then somebody else bought it and brought it back. And I realized Coke is remaking their own product. But when they came back, I lost my mind. My first birthday present a couple years ago, Mitch, like, camped out and got me a box of the new Twinkies.
Oh, yeah.
I still have the box because it was like gold wrapped because it's like the first edition.
Yeah,
I'm like, I can't open it. I'm going to open it and eat them all, but I'll keep the box.
Right.
So I did, and I was really, guys.
Kind of bummed, huh?
I was really sad, and I just wanted an opportunity to play Cry Me a River again.
Again.
Listen.
Number three. Third time.
I grabbed that Twinkie, and I was like, Twinkie the Kid, you and me, we're going places, man. We've been on journeys before.
Twinkie the
Kid? Remember back in 1923, that bank robbery that
Twinkie,
went awry?
Wait.
We served our time. We're back, man. We
Did
served our time.
Did you just make Twinkie
we
Billy
are
the
back.
Kid?
Twinkie the Kid is the
no,
official
it's
a, mascot,
it's official
you
mascot
jerk.
Twinkie, oh my gosh, I can't believe you didn't know
Twinkie
that.
Twinkie the Kid!
Even
Surge,
I know
guys.
That, and
Twinkie
I'm ancient.
Twinkie the Kid is real!
Yeah. Surge is real in my hand right now.
The struggle is real to be your friend right now because you don't know Twinkie the Kid.
The struggle is real because you are.
Steve-O, you didn't have to open those Twinkies. You could have put them in a time capsule and open them 50 years from now,
or
and they would still be good.
Not necessary.
Not true anymore. And here's where
all
my
because
problem
they changed
comes
it.
In. They changed the formula. Mm. They brought back Twinkies. And I'm like, what's up, Twinkie the Kid? And he was like, nothing, man. What about you? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just chilling. What are you thinking? Robbing another bank, 1923? Let's go back in time. And he's like, yo, man, I've changed a little bit. And I'm like, whoa, wait, what?
Yo, man.
You've changed.
I've
and Twinkie
changed
the Kid was
bit.
Like, yeah, man, my ingredients are a little different. I mean, I'm still the chemical makeup that you once knew, but my insides are different. I've had a heart change. And I'm like,
did he get saved? Like,
have a different shelf life.
I'm like, Twinkie the Kid, I love you. I love you, Twinkie the Kid. You're my favorite. You've been my favorite since I was a kid. And he's like, I'm different, man. I'm different.
I don't hang out with those people anymore.
I look the same.
Do you still want to hang out with me?
But I'm different. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, just bite me. And I was like,
sounds weird.
All right, Twinkie the Kid.
Sounds like a mystery. You better solve it. Solve the mystery.
And so it was like, if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the hook.
Well, my DJ revolves it. And I bit Twinkie the Kid.
And what happened?
And I was like, what is this? Monster. You're not Twinkie the Kid. And he was like, psych, I'm an imposter. I'm not Twinkie the Kid. I'm new and improved. I'm totally different. And I'm like, you suck, Twinkie the Kid. And he was like, my bad.
My bad.
And that's how it ended.
And here's what happened with me. Because Serge came back and said, hey, get with it.
Yeah.
This is the 90s, bro.
And is it just like it?
It's exactly
the
same.
Dude,
and it's because it's the actual Coca-Cola.
Yeah, see, right, it's not a new...
Hostess was bought out by somebody else, and they were like, we're going to do this right. And first of all, the ding-dongs aren't wrapped in
foil
anymore.
The ding-dongs are like the people making it.
Like a plastic, like you open it in plastic, and I'm like, this just feels wrong, all right? Everyone knows that you unwrap them with foil around them.
And then you throw the foil at your friend and peg him in the forehead.
Come on! Yeah. They were my favorite! They're like hockey pucks of tinfoil!
Oh my gosh.
We really are living like opposite
everything,
nostalgia
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, because everything changed. Everything, the cupcakes don't taste the same.
But see, with me, everything is...
Twinkies don't taste the same.
The only change is the can got bigger so they could put more in there for you. That's what happened with my... Like,
wow.
It's all working out for you, isn't it, Mateo?
It feels great.
Gosh.
It feels great. It feels good to be back on top.
I wish they'd bring back Super Sugar Crisps.
What are those?
Gosh, would you get on the Oregon Trail, Sam?
No. That's what... It went from Sugar Crisp to Honey Crisp. Oh, I can't believe you did that.
No, please, tell us more.
No, I ain't talking anymore.
No, come on, Sam. Tell us about it.
Coming over on a covered wagon.
Did you guys...
What was it?
Hey, I'm offended by that. We were too poor to have a covered wagon. Ours was wide open, baby. Ours was wide open.
We had a convertible.
We had sunburn.
You know, he is the youngest of 9 children. Sadly, 8 of them died of dysentery on the Oregon Trail.
He was best friends with Laura Ingalls Wilder. Sam was featured in an episode in a story arc on Little House of the Prairie.
We weren't best friends. We did date for a little while.
Sam, this went horribly wrong. I'm sorry, buddy.
Really sorry. Go ahead. Tell us
about
your sugar
crisps. You're not Matt Gentry.
Go ahead. Tell us about your sugar crisps.
Sugar crisps, they've gone through... No, I can't do it. It went through this transformation because back in the day, sugar was bad for your cereal when they found out, so they changed it to Honeycrisp. And it's got the little bear on the front.
Gotcha.
And it there's a whole thing in the 70s. Everything
I thought
was
it was like Honeycombs.
No, that is a different
cereal. That's a totally different cereal.
But Post made the sugar crisp.
Sam
Honey
doesn't
Nut care.
Cheerios was his plain Jane.
Honey
as
Nut
I
Cheerios,
got.
I remember when those first came out. There used to just be.
Whoa.
There used to.
Sam doesn't.
Cue the music.
He's not afraid of Ebola because he dealt with malaria.
Yeah. Spanish
that
flu.
Rocky Mountain. Or that yellow fever. Rocky Mountain Scarlet Fever,
I tell you
baby.
What, the,
Watch
the,
out.
The Black Plague was a little scary.
Yeah, it was really scary, but you lived it, man. You survived it.
What was really freaky was the guy going down the street going, bring out your dead.
Stop it.
Bring out your
dead.
Hey, he's not dead. He is now.
Oh, man.
I actually saw. I lived that.
You did.
He lived it.
You did.
The music was slightly different than this.
Totally different.
Speaking of rampant diseases, Ebola is all over the news right now, and thankfully, it's not all over the population.
Right. Right.
You know, no matter what Facebook wants you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, here's the deal. Every Halloween, some idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Comes up with a costume idea that they think is genius.
Hilarious.
It's the funniest thing. It's so clever. Everyone, we've seen the Twin Towers costumes.
We have seen the Twin Towers costumes.
You can name your world disaster.
Absolutely.
And there's a costume.
And there's some dummy who's like, dude, you know what would be funny? Hitler. Still not funny.
Still not funny.
They have those.
Yeah, I know. It's that time of year again, folks. Those last few weeks in October when everyone frantically tries to come up with a winning Halloween costume. Some magical combination of tropical yet funny, sexy but not desperate, and clever without being opaque.
Those are some good words there,
man.
Thanks, man. I wrote them myself.
I was gonna say,
a costume that promises to be a conversation starter at any party, making you impossibly alluring by displaying both your charming wit and your physical attractiveness. Case in point, the sexy cardboard box.
What?
I'm just kidding. I made that up. Okay. But you can probably order it.
Yeah, you probably
Halloween costumes are the weirdest juxtaposition of any. Well, anyway.
Because they're the cheapest, but they're the most expensive.
Right. And they make no sense.
Right.
How can you have a sexy cardboard box?
Right.
They'll find a way.
They'll find a way.
So what is the must-have get-up this season, along with Elsa from Frozen and, of course, the superhero mainstays? Ebola.
Oh.
As in,
yeah.
Ebola doctors, Ebola patients, Ebola zombies. The New York Post's October 15th cover declared Ebola disease suits the quote-unquote hot costume this year, begging the question of what a sexy Ebola doctor might look like.
Oh my gosh.
And You're then kidding. Begging the question of if we even want to know the answer to that question, because I don't.
I don't.
I had a really quick one.
Yeah. Okay. Keep it to yourself and reserve it and email it to me later. I'll get my secretary,
okay.
Michelle. You might have met her. She'll tell me. The prospect of this costume going viral, shall we say, oh, somebody's clever, has some people crying too soon. Normally, I think that irony and humor is funny, but this thing with the costumes, is it really that funny? Says Maria McKenna, a physician's assistant in Philadelphia, when she was asked by the Associated Press. I mean, Ebola's not even under control yet. In fact, it's getting, you know, more and more every day. The situation seems to be getting out of hand. And, you know, it seems like people are starting to want a costume.
Uh-huh.
I have to read this right now. Stop laughing, Sam. I don't want you to I don't want you to have fun without me.
Can I say that, Sam, someone from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico?
No.
Okay.
Hang on, let me look. Let me look.
No.
Oh, I want you to. So
I knew we would have differing opinions.
Okay. On the other hand, Jonathan Weeks, chief executive of Brands on Sale, which is selling a full Ebola containment suit costume for $80.
Dude, come on. Just reuse the one you went as Jesse Pinkman last year.
There you go.
Just reuse it. Let's be honest.
He
Everybody's
told
got that one.
The Associated Press he doesn't want to stray away from anything that's current or controversial. That is, after all, what generates buzz. The Ebola suit was the most shared item on his site. It's ridiculous. So how do you navigate the treacherous waters of the Ebola Halloween costume? Or rather, the treacherous, contagious bodily fluids that, if you actually get Ebola, you know, that'll kill you. Is dressing up like this tacky, tasteless, too soon, offensive to the thousands who have died from the disease and the thousands more who probably stand to die from the disease? Is it ethical? That's the question that we're wondering.
Is it ethical to go as an Ebola virus patient?
Yeah, an Ebola virus. Anything Ebola. A doctor. Yeah.
You could do it. You have like a I'm sure you have tons of Cowboys gear. Because it's in Dallas, right? So you go as the... And it would be your luck that the Cowboys finally start winning just in time for you to get Ebola and not see them win the Super Bowl again. They're not going to win the Super Bowl again.
No, but they might have a winning record this
year. You know what? They may go farther than people think.
Even if they...
They look fantastic.
They have
right
10
now.
More games. Even if they play 500 football, they will be 10 and 6.
I'm rooting hard for them this year because my team is absolutely dreadful. I grew up a Cowboy fan, and that's my whole family's team, so... Yeah. I've been rooting for them this year.
But I don't have a lot of Cowboys gear.
Oh, I'll let you borrow some. I have tons.
Okay. Okay.
It won't fit you because it was when I was a fan when I was like 9.
Oh.
So, but I kept it all.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Still got my Troy Aikman jersey.
There you go. Troy.
Speaking of diseases in football.
Yeah. Man, 505-338-3700, the phone number. We know it's getting close to Halloween. It's that time. And
would that be a Cowbola?
I remember. Oh, costume? Man. Gosh.
I'm sorry.
No.
Is that what you were trying? Is that the watered down version of Steve-O's joke?
No.
Is that what that was?
No, it would take a lot more water to water
because
down what Steve-O texted.
You need to move over with that cow joke.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't stake my life on it.
Okay.
Just trying to beef up the conversation.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't want to horn in on what was going on.
No!
It's utterly disgusting, I'm telling you.
Gosh.
I wanted to milk it for all it was worth.
You must be a monkey, sir, because you are swinging around on those bovines.
Oh, gosh.
That's a cow.
I gotta go. Bovine. Yeah, I know. No, I got you. I got you.
I think you need to just steer us in the right direction.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm sorry I grew up Baptist!
Are you sorry you grew up Baptist?
Yes, both!
Gosh. Amazing. It's good.
This is what we call good radio.
That's right.
This is good.
Thank you for being a part of it, Sam.
Sam,
this question.
This is like Baptist approved. I love it.
Ethics.
Yes.
Ethics.
Ebola costume. Okay. Is it ethical?
I don't know about the ethics part of it. I'd have to chew on that just a little bit because that's a strong indictment. Yeah. However, I would say this. It is in very, very poor taste.
Yeah.
It's in very poor taste.
Yeah.
Which would probably lean towards unethical. But, you know, that's to be unethical, you have to cross some pretty serious lines.
Not on Halloween.
No, I guess that's true. But
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you? I'm a cat. No, you are not a cat. Just because you put ears and a tail on,
right.
Put something else on, please.
Yes.
That's not a cat. That's a stripper.
Yes.
Stop it. Yeah. I'm serious,
no,
man.
No, I hear you. I hear
and
you.
It's like, my kids want to go to these. We're at trunk or treat.
Yeah.
At church.
Yeah.
Put some clothes on,
yeah,
bro.
You know,
Mean Girls had the best point about Halloween. It's the excuse for dudes to dress up really scary or whatever it was, and girls to just dress up really
bad, trashy.
Yeah, trashy.
There you go.
I could see
you were searching for synonyms, I thought, I'm going to help him.
The Baptist term you were looking for was unmodest.
Unsavory.
Immodest.
Unsavory.
There you go.
Unsavory.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I just think that anything related to the Ebola as far as Halloween costumes, I just think that's terrible.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people, including myself, whenever confronted with like a devastating situation or realization, I immediately try to make a joke out of it. If not out loud, then definitely to myself. I try to play it down. And what that is that's a I'm disconnecting from the situation.
Right. The reality is
terrifying. And actually, Director of the Center for Peace and Justice Education and Assistant Professor of Christian Ethics at Villanova University. Her name's Catherine Soltis. She says she finds the costumes disturbing because it allows people to stray far from the situation and not to imagine the actual human suffering that is actually occurring.
Right.
The issue isn't that you're a bad person because you have an insensitive costume. It's that actually you're closing yourself off and the people around you off from trying to understand how you might be able to participate in the issue in a way that affects people's lives.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like, in a lot of ways, it's like a diversion. You're diverting from the problem.
Almost like a defense mechanism.
It's a defense mechanism.
You don't want to deal with it, so you're checking out.
And I think that's like why a lot of times, and that's the whole too soon thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of where that comes from, because some people just do it. They jump the gun with it.
Right.
You know, they're like, I can't handle this situation. So immediately, you know, off-color jokes start happening.
Yeah. And there are some things that no matter what the timing is, will always be inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, the Hitler costume.
Yeah.
Always going to be inappropriate.
Absolutely.
What do you think? You're going to buy an Ebola costume? What are you thinking over there?
Man, I just don't understand the logic. I mean, I agree with everything that you just said about the idea of the disconnect, because I just couldn't imagine walking in somewhere and being like, all right, MJ, that's always a classic, the creepy clown thing. Ooh, I know, Ebola victim.
That's pertinent.
Like, what?
I'm topical. I'm topical.
I just can't connect that in my brain where it's okay or funny. I remember when the Two Towers twins did their costumes, and I, like, still... It's 2014. It's still too soon. It'll never be okay, in my opinion. It's not okay. It's not funny.
And then on the other hand, there's the whole point of, come on, guys, it's a Halloween costume. You know? It's just a costume. Because you don't want to you don't want to take a trivial thing or make a mountain out of a molehill. You don't want to do that.
Right.
You know, but...
But they're taking a mountain and making a molehill out of it. They're taking something major and trivializing the horrific event that happened on that day.
That's a good way to put it, Sam.
Zombie Abraham Lincoln. Is that cool?
Zombie Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah,
absolutely.
No. Let me finish. I was about to say bullet.
Oh, no. Like, that's not good.
No?
That's gross.
Okay. But he's Zombie Abraham Lincoln. Come on, guys. It's been like 100 years.
If it was Zombie Abraham Lincoln.
Like 150 years.
But there's nobody alive anymore to be offended by that.
Yeah, but it's still like a dead president that was assassinated.
Well, all of them are dead except the ones that are still alive.
Okay. And the most profound quote of the morning, goes to Sam Swan of the Baptist Convention of Mexico.
What I mean by that
congratulations, you deserve a prize.
Thank you. There's no prize. There's no prize.
It's what all you, man.
What I mean...
Wave to that camera. Wave.
Which one, this one? All of them are dead.
No.
Except for the ones that are alive.
What I mean by that
John
is.
Madden, everyone. John freaking Madden.
And then he came in, boom! And he hit that guy.
The guy that, the chances are the team that scores the most points
is going to win.
Is going to win the game.
Yeah. That quarterback's got to throw a touchdown, or they're never going to score a point.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
What I meant by that was.
Yes, please clarify. What I meant
by that was. Oh, thank you.
John Madden so got perfect. Me through my friends playing, like, football video games because I'd be sitting there going, what is that? And then he'd say, in order for the team to score a touchdown, the quarterback has to throw it to a receiver in the end zone. And then I'd be like, oh!
I love that.
Yes! Yeah! Why don't you throw it to a receiver? Maybe that one.
In the end zone,
that
maybe.
One's right. Yeah, don't not in, no, the, not in the wrong end zone, though. You want the right one. Which one is the
no,
right one?
There are no living relatives of Abraham Lincoln or anybody that lived at that time. So that's quite a bit of history that has passed.
So it's okay
since then. Well, it's still gross.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how gross they want to be.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
How
no, I hear you.
Like,
no, I hear you.
What
I hear
is
you.
The line? Because if, then if we make that line, if we distinguish like this is an acceptable costume, that's not.
Well, I'm just saying if somebody wanted to go as zombie Abraham Lincoln, as long as right. they didn't go too overboard with the graphic of the bullet wound.
So anything that's current news, president. Obviously.
I just think because it's current because it's. It's this is going to be weird to say this. It's more real when it's current.
Right.
It's something that happened 120 years ago, or 100 and how many years ago now it's been.
Mm-hmm.
That is 150 years. It's different because there's nobody alive that can be offended by that. Now, there still may be some people offended.
So you're telling me at the Hallelujah Night where they say only biblical costumes, I can go as beheaded John the Baptist.
Amen.
No.
You just said.
What?
It's been thousands of years.
But you,
that's a good biblical costume.
But at a church, there's age appropriate. I know what you're doing.
I know. I know.
I know.
You know.
I know. You're just throwing it out there.
I am.
He's trying to trap you.
And unfortunately, I can be easily trapped because I'm not near as wise as Jesus.
Sam. You can't
Let's
be
go.
Trapped.
Let's go. Come on. I actually wanted to do that when I was a kid because it was like only biblical costumes.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, I've got
I'm
the perfect
show you.
One.
Yeah,
I'm going to go as Adam.
Head on a platter. Yeah. Pre-fall.
I'm sporting the pre-fall look.
I was always worried that somebody was going to, you know, come dressed as the girl who did the dance.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what you don't want is you don't want the little boy showing up. I'm Eve, pre-fall.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man.
Well, this just got
well,
awkward.
We got a lot of things to talk about.
You, oh, my gosh. You actually came
we
dressed as a debacle.
We are giving so many ideas to so many people right now. Don't do them.
Hey, you're welcome, everybody. Don't do them, but you're welcome.
Yeah. They already had those ideas.
Oh, of course. Of
did
course.
They?
Just like
did
they? I'm sure they did.
Think about I mean, if it's like, you know, Bible costumes only.
Right.
There's so many ways you can go about that.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, got this one.
I think we're just
Noah post flood.
Oh. Why do you all of a sudden think of all the naked people?
Yeah, Steve-O.
Jerk. He's the one that brought up Adam.
What are you doing,
oh, that's
buddy?
Right.
Come
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I was beheaded John the Baptist. Get with it, Baptist.
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Actually, if I was going to dress up as a biblical character, I would be Stephen the First Martyr.
Okay. Get out.
There was a juke.
Yeah. Get out.
Do it again. Bring it up. Bring it up.
Stephen the First Martyr.
Get out, Jesus Juker. Get out.
It was a Stephen juke.
Okay.
Your name is Steve.
Yeah. Stephen, actually.
There
yeah.
See?
See, you can relate.
Except mine's spelled the right way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stephen the Martyrs wasn't.
No, it wasn't. That was Stephen.
Get it right, Bible writer.
I always do that. My boy Stephen Christian, his is Stephen. So we go back and forth.
Right.
Stephen.
It's like the Sarahs. You know, my family set me and my sister up for just fights because my sister is Sarah. And then you've got the Sarah, S-A-R-A, which is my sister.
Right.
And then you've got the with the H, and it's like, oh, no, I don't need an H.
Right.
Get the H out. And then you've got, like, Stephen.
Get the H out of here.
Stephen. And all our lives, it was like, hey, man, I'm Steve. I'm Steve, too. Oh, how do you spell it? P-H. I hate you.
Aww.
I P-H you.
Why do we call you Steve? Shouldn't we call you Steph?
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Steph, listen.
I had all those jokes.
I'm sure.
All those jokes.
I'm sure.
Ugh.
It's okay.
Don't
Tim
do that,
Skipper,
parents.
had to deal with a lot growing up. He said his nickname was always like Skip to My Lou.
Of course.
Or, well, no, actually, I take that back. Skip to My Lou was almost the name of Copper Lily, yeah. And I supported it. Yeah. I thought that was genius.
It is clever.
It is pretty
Let me
clever.
Tell you this, though. Skipper was also the sister of Barbie.
Oh,
I remember that.
So gosh. He had to deal with
yes.
that growing up.
Yeah.
People saying, hey, Skipper. And he'd be like, no,
where's Barbie?
Poor Tim. And then he just went on to be an incredible singer
See,
in person.
See, but God used yeah. all that. So that he took the angst and he just made it a great.
Channeled it into House of Heroes.
House
just
of
great
Heroes.
Band.
Yeah. Thank yeah. you,
good
Tim.
Stuff.
Thank you for all those people that made fun of Tim.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you for giving us House of Heroes.
All the bullies out there.
All the bullies who moved him towards House of Heroes.
Good grief. Steve, how do we have friends?
I have no idea.
We'll always have
each
other.
Is that why you and I was just about to say, that's why you and I are always on the couch together just watching television?
Yeah. So here's the deal, everybody. Approaching your Halloween costume.
Booyah.
You want to do something that's topical, yes, and
yes.
clever, but maybe not cross the line.
Yeah.
With
that's right. That's
and
right.
I would say if it's a situation that, you know, it could be skewed to where you're trying to disconnect from the reality of a devastating thing,
mm-hmm.
then maybe not. That's not the costume for you.
Yeah.
There's a difference between dressing up as Thor and having to deal with the annihilation of New York in Avengers Part 1.
Right.
Then dressing up as the Twin Towers.
Right.
You know, that were actually destroyed in 2001.
Yeah. yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
And big was, difference.
Still, that costume just baffled me.
Yeah.
That anyone, and do they not have friends? Because I just can't imagine even being the friend that was like, I'm sorry, you're going to do what?
Yeah.
Hey, we should talk about this. I really don't want you to commit friendship suicide at yeah. this Halloween party because right. it went viral and they were destroyed with words.
Yeah.
Which is also not
acceptable. Right either. Absolutely.
Because what happens is somebody acts a fool and goes off and is like, check me out, I'm the Ebola victim for Halloween, and then they get just lambasted right. on the internet, and people feel justified because it's like, well, they were the idiot that dressed like that.
Yeah.
Cool, man. You don't have to stoop down and act like an idiot as well with your words. There's constructive ways to go about
there's
this.
There's a graceful way to approach
and
it.
And someday, I'm going to learn that. And yeah, I can't wait.
You're going to get it.
You're almost there.
It's going to be fantastic.
Recognizing that you don't, that's part of the problem. That's part of the issue.
And
so you're on your way.
Knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle.
Steve I. Joe. That would have been better. Let's look at traffic.
Steve
real quick.
I. Joe.
Right, taking a quick look at traffic.
There's not anything being reported as far as accidents go, but we want to let you know about all the construction so you can avoid it.
There you go.
Road construction. Roadway reduced to one lane, I-25 frontage road north at Paseo del Norte. That goes all the way through Osuna, San Mateo, Ellison Street, and that's because of the construction with I-25 and Paseo. Also, the on-ramps closed at I-25 north at Jefferson, and we have road construction. The roadway reduced to two lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Oh, is it time already?
Man.
Somehow, some way, we did a morning show.
Dude, we talked a lot today.
My throat hurts.
We're going to have to do that more often.
I'm going to need to drink some Surge.
Yeah, you are. Here, I don't want the rest of it.
You're giving me your spittle Surge?
No,
it's
fill
taste-
the can.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot.
There is
Those
a lot.
Cans are oversized.
They're huge.
And I want you to experience the 90s.
There's still some spittle, but it's more diluted.
It's more diluted spittle. All right, here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
This is it.
All right. I got to get like
this before we go. Before we have to do
Surge
this.
Music.
That's like 90s,
no,
right?
No, get something action-packed.
Mmm. Here it goes, everybody.
All right.
First taste
it.
Of all time for me.
You've never ever had it?
And be honest.
I've never
if,
had it.
If you don't like it, you
it
don't like it.
It smells like Fresca.
It smells like Squirt.
Does anybody remember?
I
there
remember
you go.
Fresca. Squirt.
Doug pointed that out.
Yeah.
It does smell like Squirt.
Go for it.
It tastes like Mountain Dew.
It's a little. It's got a different twang than Mountain Dew.
No, it tastes like Mountain
it's
Dew.
It's kind of like it's the difference between Coke and Pepsi. It's like you always say they taste the same, but if you have them side by side, there are differences.
Yeah. Okay. It tastes like somebody put a splash of Squirt in my Mountain Dew.
And that, my friends, is nostalgia. That's how it tastes.
That could be Squirtin' Dew.
Oh man, what?
No, Sam. That is Surge.
Oh.
Oh, man. That is it for us. If you miss any part of the show, you can check out the podcast at mysticradio.com. I am honored to have been part of the show this morning. It was magical.
Too.
There was nostalgia. There were ghosts.
Yes.
There were ghosts. Play the right music.
Okay. Fine.
We're at the end of our journey. We're not going to end it with offspring.
Not journey.
The offspring.
That's right.
Come on.
Oh, man. Tomorrow I will be celebrating 12 years of marriage to my beautiful bride, Chrissy.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks,
congratulations,
man.
Congratulations,
I'm really stoked.
That is awesome.
God bless her for being married to this dude.
That's right.
All honor and glory goes to the Lord.
Amen now. Amen.
Close second, Chrissy, for putting up with
yes.
my crap.
Well,
yes.
So I have tried to dismantle us 147,000 times, and for some reason, she loves this goober.
She's a very gracious woman.
She is.
Yes.
She is.
All of us in this room have married well above ourselves.
You guys can pull out the hankies and start just agreeing with me. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I know Doug has, too.
But that's not Baptist. That's Pentecostal. My bad. I didn't want to offend you there, man.
I'm not offended.
Okay.
I am.
I'm not offended. I'll just, on my way back to the house this morning, I'll just cry all there the way from Calvary
don't
to my
cry
house.
About
you don't
it.
Cry. Whatever.
Hey, shout out
that's
to Steve.
That's not the way of you,
Steve
bro.
Steve just emailed us and said we made the morning freaking awesome. He's been laughing all morning. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Oh,
awesome.
You
thanks,
too, Steve.
Steve. Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
For those of you that missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. It's been fantastic. We'll see you again Monday. That's it for us. Thanks, Sam.
Hey, thanks for having me. As always, I love hanging out with you guys.
Yeah. Steam Austin Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.